What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic. Broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. It is 6:03 on a Wednesday night here in the Delaware Valley. I'm Devon Givens with you until 7:45, taking you right up to Sixers pregame coverage live from the center with Brian Seltzer, who leads you into Sixers Spurs, the rematch, the last time these two teams went toe-to-toe on the floor in San Antonio. Well, the San Antonio Spurs got the better of the Philadelphia 76ers. So, again, something that you know Philadelphia is going to want to get back at it with this squad, losing to the San Antonio Spurs 123-96 just a few weeks back in San Antonio. So, it's a big one here tonight, and why is it a big one? First of all, say hello to Brian McLaughlin for producing the show. Of course, again, Tom McGinnis with the game call at 8 o'clock, Sixers-Spurs here on The Fanatic. Why is it such an important one? Because we've talked about it last week. We're talking about it again tonight. The stretch that they are in the middle of it, at the very beginning of, but they're playing well. Specifically the last four games, and if you are going to include, which I am, that Minnesota Timberwolves game last week when they took on the Wolves here in Philadelphia, the first game last Wednesday, a week ago today, against Jimmy Butler's former squad, and they just crushed that team 149-107, a 42-point win for the home team against Minnesota, and it was that bad. If you all remember, it was that bad. So, with the win over Minnesota, the way that they handled them, then going on the road and dominating the Indiana Pacers the way they did, beating them by 24 on their home floor, competing, being down the way they were against the Oklahoma City Thunder on Saturday, coming back where Jimmy Butler gets the steal and the layup to give the 76ers the lead with about 5 seconds to go in the game. And we know what happened. Paul George hits the three. Jimmy Butler fouls him and one, knocks down the free throw, 4-point play. They lose 117-115. We can talk about the final play of the game, which was a problem because Ben Simmons ran right into basically the defense, which was Paul George sagging off of him because he knew he wasn't going to shoot. Jimmy Butler being defended. And where's the third defender? The sideline. Because you pick the ball up right there on the sideline. And the defender, the two defenders that you had plus the sideline, really prevented Jimmy Butler from getting a good opportunity to take a shot to try to win the game with that three-pointer, and you didn't need to win the game. Just go tie the game up and go into overtime. You already had the momentum for yourself. But all of that said, they also beat the Houston Rockets on Monday, a big game, nationally televised game. The same here tonight, nationally televised game, heard right here on The Fanatic. They played very well these last four, and I'm not going to ignore the win over the Hawks on that Sunday, the final game of the Eagles season as well, okay? So, over the last week, this team has played very well. They put up 149 on the Timberwolves, beating them by 42. 120 on the Indiana Pacers, holding them to 96. Yes, losing to the Oklahoma City Thunder. It was a very entertaining game, back and forth. They lost it. All right, we know where we are. But then you play Houston on Monday. You score 121 with no Jimmy Butler. Only give up 93 points to the Houston Rockets, that high-powered offense. Pardon me, the Houston Harden's, that high-powered offense led by James Harden and his 37 points on Monday. Listen, they've played very well to start off this stretch of 12 that we talked about. So, wanted to ask you guys a simple question leading into the game tonight against the San Antonio Spurs. Well, really two, but we want to start with the one. What have you learned, or have you learned anything different about this basketball team over the last week in the games against Minnesota, Indiana, Oklahoma City, and Houston on Monday, where they are 3-1 in these games for the last five, if you include the New York Knicks game where they won on that Sunday, 108-105. Have you learned anything different, or what have you learned different about this basketball team now in this stretch? And let's remember, they are 31-17. tied with the same win total as the Indiana Pacers. The Indiana Pacers are hosting the Toronto Raptors tonight. Toronto 36-13. That's the 7 o'clock start. So a big matchup there. So if the Sixers are able to win tonight, they are full game behind the Indiana Pacers. They win, Indiana loses. Right there, that will look good for the 76ers in terms of the record, where they're able to jump up into the third spot with the 32 wins and 17 losses, and Indiana would be 31-16, or how, you know, how all this stuff goes. So they are very good. We complain about a lot of things with this basketball team. Jimmy Butler's already listed as out with a tweaked ankle. Okay? They are 31-17, second in the Atlantic behind Toronto. If you look at the standings right now, and I keep referencing this because I don't think people really understand where they are in the standings. Forget about the East. Not even say forget about the East, but there are two teams in the West, Golden State Warriors and the Denver Nuggets right now, that have 30-plus wins. Oklahoma City, Portland right behind them with 29. Milwaukee, Toronto, Indiana, and Philadelphia all with 30-plus wins in the East. Yes, it's the East. I got it. That said, when you look at the standings of the overall league, the Sixers are 4.5 games out of the top spot in the entire NBA, which Milwaukee holds that top spot with 34-12 win. They're only up on Toronto because of the percentage, simply because they have played a few less games than the Toronto Raptors. The 76ers are good. I think we all know that, right? They're in the stretch that we talked about last week, going into the Minnesota game and certainly that Indiana game, where they have been playing some very good basketball. So, again, asking you all, what have you learned over the last week, last Wednesday against Minnesota, Indiana, OKC, and Houston, about this basketball team going into tonight's game against the San Antonio Spurs? 610-632-0975. And as always, I like to throw these things off of Tyrone before I get started. Just general conversation that we always have. And Ty said the two things that he learned right away. Number one, Joel Embiid has basically told him exactly what he already knew, which was he is a dominant player still in this league, an MVP candidate. And it was really the OKC game against Steven Adams, who normally has a nice defensive game against Joel Embiid, and he was dominant against one of the best defensive centers in the NBA. Number two for Tyrone was the defense of Ben Simmons overall, where he's able to play 1 through 5 and be engaged in the basketball game on the defensive end the way that they are going to need him to play going forward, both in the regular season and the postseason, to be a top-notch defensive team in this league, especially if things are not going offensively for him and he has to pick up the slack elsewhere. The defense has stood out for Tyrone for Ben Simmons. So those are two things right there, and that's all we're asking as we lead into the Sixers-Spurs game without Jimmy Butler tonight, still awaiting the word on Joel Embiid, who's questionable. Ben Simmons is also questionable tonight, but there's no doubt in my mind that both of those players will play tonight against the San Antonio Spurs. They are not missing a nationally televised game against a very good San Antonio Spurs team coming in town 27-21. No way, no how do they miss this game. This is something that they're going to do going forward, specifically Joel Embiid, and we have to get used to him being on the injury report before every game, making us sit there, scratch our head, and wonder if he's actually going to play. So, what have you learned, if anything, about this basketball team over the last week since they took care of business against Minnesota all the way up to Houston on Monday, getting ready for this game tonight against the San Antonio Spurs? 610-632-0975. That's all we're asking to start things off, because, hey, man, this basketball team is pretty good. They're sitting there 31-17, fourth right now with 31 wins again in the Eastern Conference, sixth in the entire NBA in the standings. They are pretty good. And they are in a good stretch, and they're playing good basketball. Corey Brewer comes out there and is playing like a maniac, helping this team win. When you ask for something, a role player, that's what you get right now. You have a good team like this, and now you can lean on a role player like Corey Brewer to come in and give you stuff on a 10-day contract. So, what have you learned about this basketball team over the last week? 610-632-0975, and will they sustain it? Starting with the San Antonio Spurs tonight, right here on the Fanatic.
The Fun Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic.
You need to be there for the party.
Friday, February 1st, Farzetta and Trey in the Morning host Philly's inaugural Super Hole Weekend, an indoor tailgate party at the Met Philadelphia.
Listen up.
The Friday before the big game has always been a holiday in Philly.
And we are continuing the tradition. The Fanatic and the Philadelphia Cornhole League are throwing the city's biggest indoor cornhole tournament and tailgate party. Plan to take the day off. Then go to 97.5thefanatic.com to download your free tickets.
Everybody who comes out has a chance to drive away with a two-year Honda Civic lease from Burns Honda. And a trip for two to Aruba.
Brought to you by Harris Philadelphia. The area's best sports wagering experience will be at the book. Bet, party, win, repeat.
And Delilah's Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, the official after party of Super Hole.
97.5 The Fanatic Super Hole Weekend with Barzetta and Trey in the Morning. Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. Only from Philadelphia's official cornhole station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Natalie Eganoff here from my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey. The new year is a time to start fresh, and nothing says fresh like that new car smell. Right now, save big at TurnersvilleJeep.com with 0% financing for up to 72 months during Owner Appreciation Month, or savings up to 30% off MSRP on select Jeeps and Ram trucks. Choose from over 1,000 vehicles, including Wrangler, Compass, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, or Ram truck. Stop in and meet Ron Fina and the team at TurnersvilleJeep.com and see why they're South Jersey fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer. TurnersvilleJeep.com, minutes from the Ben Franklin or Walt Whitman bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Shopping for a new vehicle has never been easier. Schedule your test drive now at TurnersvilleJeep.com and tell them Natalie from 97.5 The Fanatic sent you.
0% financing based on approved credit, 2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude 4-cylinder manual transmission. MSRP $25,575. Selling price with 30% discount is $17,902 plus tax and tags. Cannot be combined with any offer. Offer ends January 31st, 2019.
Hey, it's Bob Cooney, and you've heard me say that FanDuel Sportsbook is offering a $500 risk-free bet to new users. And while that risk-free bet is amazing, it's just the beginning, I have to tell you. FanDuel Sportsbook has tons of other awesome promos happening all the time, and you can find odd boosts, bet insurance, special bonuses, and more on any given day, just like me. Plus, their new cash-out feature makes it easy to take your winnings early. There are tons of sports to choose from, and FanDuel offers some of the most competitive lines around. I'm liking New England in the big game next weekend. How do you bet against Tom Brady and Bill Belichick? Well, who are you going to go with? Don't forget, you can place a $500 risk-free bet when you use my promo code Bob. Just download the app to bet from anywhere in New Jersey. Sign up with my promo code Bob and make your first bet. If you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund insight credit of up to $500. So download FanDuel Sportsbook like I did. Do it now and start winning today.
Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. You must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available, or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
Have you watched the value of your house continue to go up? Maybe it's time to put that equity to work while rates are still fairly low. Americans have over $5.5 trillion in tappable equity that can be used for many things like paying off very high credit cards, student loans, remodel your house, or add that pull your kids have begged you for. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA. We'll pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Or maybe you just want to refinance out of your mortgage insurance with no closing costs. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to see how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
Westland Financial Corp is licensed by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Banking. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Santana Supernatural Now Tour 2019. Come celebrate the 20th anniversary of Supernatural and take a trip through the hits from Woodstock to Supernatural and beyond. Saturday, August 24th, BB&T Pavilion. With special guest, the Doobie Brothers. Experience the dynamic energy of Santana and find out why Supernatural is one of the greatest albums of all time. Santana Supernatural Now Tour 2019. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Spilled your red, red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hurry in for the Ace 20% off bag sale. Ace Rewards members get 20% off almost anything that fits inside the bag. Not an Ace Rewards member? Sign up is free and easy. Find great deals throughout the store on great brands like Craftsman and Valspar Paint. Plus, stock up and save on everything you need to take care of your home. Don't miss the 20% off bag sale this Saturday and Sunday, only at Ace. Offer valid at participating stores only. Additional conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
Wait, I'm Gary Barbera.
And we approve this message.
New year, new car.
Gary Barbera has
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges.
Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, the new Ram.
Hello.
Your choice.
Zero down or from $12,990.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges.
And Rams, Rams, and more Rams.
Motor Trend's Truck of the Year.
I'm not kidding.
Zero down or from $12,990. That's the lowdown on the no-down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges.
Motor Trend's Truck of the Year.
And easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
And during Owner Appreciation Month, it's your choice. Zero down or from $12,990.
Oh, mama.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
12990 is a 2015 Jeep Patriot. Zero down to a qualified client.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges.
And Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, the new Ram.
Hello.
Zero down or from $12,990.
Want a chance to win a trip to Aruba? Join Bob, Jamie, and Sam from the Fanatic Morning Show this Saturday night from 7 to 9 at Harrah's Philadelphia. Everyone who stops by will get tickets to our Super Hole event on February 1st. And we'll be holding preliminary rounds for our Super Hole Sports Trivia Contest. The final winner of the trivia contest will win a trip for two to Aruba. For a chance to get in, join us Saturday night at Harrah's Philadelphia from 7 to 9 p.m. Full contact sports betting is coming to Harrah's Philadelphia. Experience the book, opening in January. Bet, party, win, repeat.
Sam's 622 97.5, The Fanatic. The 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. 610-632-0975. Time for us to get started on the phones. We're talking Sixers ahead of the Sixers Spurs. 8 o'clock tip right here on The Fanatic. Right now, we do know no Jimmy Butler. Out with an ankle injury right now. We're waiting on Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. Word on them, but there's no way, in my opinion, that they do not play. So I expect those guys to be available tonight against the San Antonio Spurs in a revenge game against these Spurs again tonight. 8 o'clock tip right here on The Fanatic. So the question to you guys over the last week, starting with the Minnesota game, then in Indiana, home against Oklahoma City Thunder and home against the Houston Rockets leading up to this Spurs game. What have you learned, if anything, about this 76ers team and the wins that they've had and even at loss against the Oklahoma City Thunder? 610-632-0975. Let's go 20 minutes commercial free, shall we? Right here on The Fanatic. Let's start off with Judge in Levittown on 97.5. Judge, what's going on?
Hey, not much. How you doing?
Good, man.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
All right. I've been sitting around pondering this trade. All right. Can you just indulge me for a second
here
on this one?
Sure.
All right. So I don't want to get out of hand, but I did look into it while I've been on hold for quite a bit.
But I still want you to tell me what you learned over the week, though.
Okay. I thought about that, too.
Yeah.
All right. I thought about that. All right. So this trade that I got I think it's beneficial for both teams. It's with Cleveland. It would have the Sixers getting Kevin Love and Rodney Hood. Now I just think like Kevin Love is like a great stretch for Brett Brown. Love to have on this team. You know what I mean? I know right now he's injured, but he'll be back soon. So it helps Cleveland because they get rid of a good big salary and they're about to be in rebuild mode. And we're giving them a first round pick. Fultz, because I think he would offset some of the salary. And also it's probably a good place for him to go down there. No pressure at all.
All right.
And then Korkmaz and Wilson Chandler will also be in the deal for us.
And
a first round pick. Yeah, those guys have to go. They get a couple young guys, expiring contract with Chandler. We can get immediately. Actually, the contracts match up for this season where it's virtually the same amount of money for each team. But Cleveland in the future gets rid of Kevin Love. Let me ask you this.
So you go Love and Hood, and that gives you a stretch four and a wing player that certainly fit. Let me ask you this, though, because we were talking to Mike McGonigal, the promotion staff here, coordinator, and Brian McLaughlin before the show. And I was actually texting with one of my best friends during the break where at the same question for all three of them. Will the 76ers go after Mike Conley? So if that's the case where you're talking about Love and Hood, why not go after Mike Conley?
See, now I'm a big Mike Conley fan, too. I'm not even going to lie. I'm a big Mike Conley fan. But, like, I just feel he seems, like, so much more suited as a point guard, like, I know he can catch and shoot, and he can play D, but he's injured all the time, and we just got enough injury problems with this team.
Kevin Love is injured a lot, too.
Yes, you're right. He is. I mean, that's the thing. You're right. I like Mike Conley a lot, and I thought about that, but I just don't think he fits as well. Like, I feel like Jimmy Butler's kind of a little bit of an odd fit for the team, too. And I think, like, if they did the deal, they would have to, like, they couldn't re-sign him. They'd have to find a cheaper option to come and play three. Or, I mean, I guess not necessarily. They got all the money they got.
Yeah, I mean, they do. And listen, Judge, we didn't have time to get your thoughts in on what you've learned about the team. Thanks for the call, man. And with the trade deadline looming February 7th, we're only a couple of weeks away. We're going to get a lot of these ideas about how to improve the basketball team. And if you add Love and his money, and Mike Conley, his contract is big, so is Kevin Love's. And I'll look at Kevin Love's numbers right now as we speak. And his numbers look like, because he just signed that extension over the summer, if you remember, a 5-year, $113 million deal. I thought he redid his contract. That said, his numbers look like this. 24 this year. He did. I thought they did something different with his numbers since the trade happened. This summer, in July, he signed a 4-year, $120 million contract extension with Cleveland. So he'll have 3 more years, somewhere around $30+ million. Is that what you want to give Kevin Love? And Judge, as you bring up Mike Conley and he's often injured, Kevin Love somehow finds a way to be hurt every single season. So it's just going to be one of those things with those two players. Yes, you get a stretch four. He prefers to play the four and not the five. You can use him at the five from time to time when Embiid goes to the bench, but that's what you'll have a backup for. And Rodney Hood certainly provides you with some wing scoring. Not necessarily wing defense, but wing scoring for the Sixers. And that lineup of Love, Hood, Butler, Simmons, and Embiid, that's pretty good. That is pretty good. 610-632-0975. What have you learned about this basketball team over the last week? 610-632-0975. Here's what I learned. I talked about with Tyrone, referenced what he pointed out, and we'll get right back to the phones, guys, and I just want to share mine as well. We'll get Brian's later on. Here's what I learned about this team. Over these four games, once again, looking at the scores of these games, everything is high scoring. We know that. You're not going to stop these teams really in scoring the basketball, but the defense has been better. We get on Billy Lang a lot for the defense. We know he plays like to play four out on the perimeter, switch everything, and just have the one man drop back, which is Embiid. But the teams have been smart in using Embiid more away from the basket, so they pull him away because we know how intimidating he is as a rim protector, a shot blocker overall. He is phenomenal at that. So they've been doing a good job at that. But what the Sixers have been doing as well, has been pretty good, is making sure that the lineups that they have out there, of course, you know the starting lineup with Redick and Chandler with the other three. Jimmy Butler is going to be Jimmy Butler defensively. Ben Simmons, when he's engaged, is very, very good. And we know Embiid. Wilson Chandler has played better defensively over the last couple of weeks. And I cannot stress enough how good he was the other night against Houston with those 14 rebounds and the 9 points. Forget about the 9 points. I mean, the four shots that he took were very good shots, and he got the nine. He made them all, of course. But the rebounds and the defense that he played, that was just a phenomenal game by Wilson Chandler. Okay? So when the defense has picked up, I know. They gave up 107 and 96 and 115 and 93. That's what you're going to give up in today's NBA. That is to be expected. But the margin in which they're winning these games, separating themselves from the opponent, has been darn good. You have to give them credit. One more thing that I have to give credit to, and we get on them a lot, Brett Brown has been good with how he's used his players. We know the rotation is going to be what the rotation is. We know the same players are going to be the same players. And yes, they have been blowouts. But for the most part, in these last four games, since last Wednesday, over the course of this week, Brett Brown has been pretty good as the head coach of the 76ers, putting them in position to win these games against these tough opponents. We're going to continue to evaluate him as this coach, see what he does against these guys, and see how things go. So those are a couple of things for me that I've learned over the past couple of weeks. Tyrone pointed out Joel Embiid's dominance as an offensive player, specifically against Steven Adams, and Ben Simmons elevating his defensive play over the last week, looking darn good for the Philadelphia 76ers. 610-632-0975. What have you learned over the past week about this basketball team, 31-17, hosting the San Antonio Spurs tonight, 8 o'clock tip right here on The Fanatic. Chris in Upper Darby, thanks for hanging on. Chris, you're on The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, man? Love the show.
Thank you.
What I've learned is that I think we're a stretch four away from really being a contender in the East.
Top 16 record-wise in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it like, who's out there on the the expiring contract or like the market, like the what do you call that, the buyout market? That
we yeah, the only ones forward? That we really think, because we don't know, the only ones that we think and we see reports out there are Dwayne Dedman as a big backup five, Jeremy Lin, maybe someone like Courtney Lee, possibly Kent Bazemore in Atlanta. Not many stretch fours that I can think of. Maybe Markieff Morris, but Washington has turned things around with Bradley Beal being the headliner with no John Wall. So I'm not really sure who's going to be available, but someone will pop up and be available. Someone will.
Yeah, we need a stretch four bad. And I was looking at the Warriors game, and I realized, I said, you know what? We match up pretty well against them because, you know, down there you would have to double Cousins. But in B, we don't have to double Cousins. We can just play them straight up.
Yes.
The way they're constructed, and I think, you know, we match up pretty good against them. I'm not saying that we can beat them, And I'm just saying that we match up pretty well against him. That's it. That's all I got to say. Have a good show.
Hey, Chris, thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. You're right. And that was always the thing with me. If the 76ers ever became a good elite team and were able to get past LeBron James, Boston, whoever it might be in the East, to get to the NBA Finals and play the Golden State Warriors, my thing was always, the Warriors have never played against a dominant center in the finals, and Joel Embiid would be that ultimate neutralizer, if you will. Now, it's going to be tough to keep up with all the firepower that they had. This was before the Kevin Durant addition. But even still, to Chris's point, having someone like Embiid to check Cousins, that, you know, that's pretty good. Now, you got to find a way to match up against Thompson and Curry and Durant and the playmaking of Green and Iguodala. That's going to be tough. But you're there, you figure things out, but at the very least, you know that Cousins and Embiid will kind of check each other off and cancel each other out, if you will. One will have a big night, the other one will have a big night, they'll go back and forth. Then it's just about whatever happens with Curry, Thompson, Green, Simmons, Butler, Redick, all that stuff. So that would be a fun series. But Chris's point, a stretch four, if they're able to get their hands on one, similar to what, you know, the first call pointed out about Judge talked about Kevin Love, a stretch four. It has to be healthy, but a stretch four. And we'll have to start to get closer. We'll start to scour some of the teams, look at their rosters, see who might be available for an option to be picked up via the waiver period, the buyout market in March after the trade deadline. Trade deadline is February 7th. 610-632-0975. What have you learned about this basketball team over the past week? Three of the last four, losing by two, last second bucket by Paul George, basically, to beat them 117-115 on Saturday. Champagne in Northampton is next. What's up, Champagne?
Hey, man, how's it going?
Good, good.
Hey, you know, I'm ecstatic about that defense the other night against Harden. That was fantastic.
Hey, so, let him go off and shut everybody else down. And his go-off was only 37.
Absolutely. So he's going to get his, but that was still great defensive gameplay by Brown against Harden. I loved it. So what I've learned so far during these four games that's related to trades is that you don't have to trade anybody. Keep the team the way it is. They're starting to mesh. They're starting to play. You know, if they were losing in these couple games, then I would be on the fence about, yeah, who are we going to deal? We need another piece. But they're meshing. They're destroying teams. They should be 4-4 in this stretch so far. And let them mesh. The goal, I think, is to get to the Eastern Conference Finals this year. They need to get through the first two rounds for it to be a win.
Hey, that's the minimum. You didn't go get Jimmy Butler to only advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. You got Jimmy Butler to, number one,
correct,
get past the second round, which that's the only spot that you reached last season, and now get to the NBA Finals.
Correct, yeah. So, with that being said, they don't need to scramble to try to deal somebody to bring somebody in right now. The way the team's meshing, let the guys build their stock this season for potentially making a move in the offseason to get that final, another piece that they're looking for next season. I'd say let them play it out. They're meshing nice. I like what I'm seeing. If they weren't winning in this little bit of a stretch, then I would be concerned. But I'm just saying, take the hands off, let it roll. I love how they're playing right now. It's really exciting.
Well, listen, man, it is fun basketball right now, Champagne, and I love the fact that, thanks for the call, that the bright lights are there. I love that. I love that the bright lights are there. Nationally televised game. Again, every game basically for this team is on national TV, whether it be ABC, TNT, ESPN. That's where you're going to find them. So get ready, people. A lot of 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock start. I mean, 7:30, 8 o'clock starts for this basketball team, because this is where that stretch really starts to pick up. What was it? 37 total games, I believe it was, on national TV this season. So we're going to see them a lot. So a lot of late starts for this basketball team, and rightfully so, because, again, they are one of the top teams in the NBA. 610-632-0975. If you're headed to the center, again, late start, 8 o'clock tonight, nationally televised game. So we're here. So you're headed down there. You're listening. What have you learned about this basketball team going into this next game against the Spurs tonight? Over the past week, they have taken care of Minnesota, beating them by 42. Indiana, in Indiana, by 24. At home, the tough loss on Saturday against the Thunder by 2, and knocking off the Houston Rockets 121-93 holding James Harden to 37. And you say that, it's like, wow, you held James Harden to 37, like that's an accomplishment? Yes, because the man is putting up some crazy numbers right now, historic numbers, and they only scored 93 points. So absolutely, you pat yourself on the back when you do that against the Houston Rockets. So what have you learned over the past week about this basketball team? 610-632-0975. Nate in Southwest is next. What's going on, Nate?
Hey, boy, what's going on with you?
What's happening, man? You headed down to the game?
Oh, I'm not tonight.
Not tonight?
I got to look at the tickets, bro.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. But look, so this is what it is. I totally disagree with what my man that just was on said. Like, there's no way you keep them all together because they're meshing. We need a bench, bro. We don't have a bench. When playoff time come, you trusting Cork Myers in there? No, not me. So you have to make a trade, bro. So, but what I have learned is, yo, if the Sixers buckle down, they play good defense.
Yep.
You understand what I'm telling you? So if they buckle down and play the defense that is supposed to, the way it's supposed to be played, they can stop other guys. Now, I'm not saying they can stop the Warriors. 37 is great for James Harden. He ain't get 57. He's been putting up 57, 60 points the last week and a half.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a great accomplishment. But listen, I got a trade for you. My man sent me this trade the other day. So
trade deadline coming up. We have them all. Go for it.
He's still on Bradley Beal though. So
that's not happening.
I said that, but he's so adamant about it. I can't tell him that it's not going to go down.
Okay.
So look, real fast. He said, "All right, Atlanta gets Markieff Morris, Ish Smith, and Detroit's first round pick. Right? Mm-hmm. Detroit gets Furkan Korkmaz, Dwayne Dedman, and Atlanta's first round pick, and the Sixers get Bradley Beal and Reggie Bullock, but we give up Fultz, Chandler.
In the 2021.
Alex Lynn, yeah, Alex Lynn, what's his name? Turian Prince, and that 2021 go to watch.
Sheesh, that's a super blockbuster.
Yeah, ain't it? Wow. I said, Dad, homie, how long it take you to put this together? He said, man, I've been working on it for 2 hours with all the money. I'm like, yo, you crazy. Well, man, it's always good to talk to you.
Always, man. Thank you, man. I appreciate that, Nate. Enjoy the game when you were watching it, listening on the Fanatic, of course. The Bradley Beal obsession, I certainly understand. But the way that they're playing right now, I just don't really see where they feel they have a need to now move on from Bradley Beal while he's the one leading that basketball team. They're only two games out of the eighth spot in the Eastern Conference, and we know that's not hard to catch up to, okay? Charlotte is 22-24. They'll probably be around. Miami, Brooklyn, they round out 6, 7, and 8 with Charlotte. I just don't see where Washington gives up on Bradley Beal, where they're playing so well with him as the lead guy, with no John Wall. I just don't. If anybody's going to be moved, they're going to try their hardest. It's going to be difficult. They're going to try their hardest to trade John Wall, as they should. They're playing better with Bradley Beal. Build the team around him. We know John Wall can play. We know he's good, but it's time to move on. That's it. I don't see any scenario where they move Bradley Beal at all. I just don't. I'm sorry. 610-632-0975. Great start so far. We're 40 minutes in. We take you up to 7:45. Brian Seltzer with the pregame coverage live from the center. Tom McGinnis on the game call. Sixers Spurs again right here. 8 o'clock tip on the Fanatic. The question is for the night with the game coming up against the Spurs. They're at the front end of the tough 12-game stretch that we've talked about. Minnesota last week, Wednesday, beat them by 42. Then they beat Indiana. Tough loss at home against Oklahoma City and blow out the Houston Rockets on Monday. Spurs tonight. What have you learned about this basketball team over the past week since we talked about this being a tough stretch, the biggest stretch of the season, arguably, for the 76ers? Well, so far through the first few, they've looked pretty good. Okay? Looked pretty good. So we're asking you again, what have you learned about this team since we all had questions about them going into this stretch? 610-632-0975. Quick break. We come right back. We keep it running on the phones right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens.
Give it up.
On 97.5. The Fanatic.
The
This is the home of Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons, a pushdown jam.
Joel Embiid.
Embiid boxes shot.
J.J. Redick.
J.J. Redick rocks the house.
Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler nails a triple.
And your 76ers.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Window Nation. Have you ever watched HGTV for home remodeling inspiration? Or maybe you've attended a home show or two to brainstorm with local contractors. Well, if you have no time for home shows this season, Window Nation wants to bring the home show savings right to your door all this month. Call them today and mention Home Show Promo to get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four. No limit. Plus, for a limited time only, get 0% financing for 18 months. Call today and get educated on the newest models and latest innovations demonstrated right in the comfort of your own home, absolutely free. You'll get factory incentives, plus once a year home show discounts from the company that has installed over 450,000 windows in more than 80,000 homes, including mine. So let's get the show on the road. Get two free windows for every two you buy, plus 0% financing. Call Window Nation at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Again, that's 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the freedom process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
Natalie Eganoff here from my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey. The new year is a time to start fresh, and nothing says fresh like that new car smell. Right now, save big at TurnersvilleJeep.com with 0% financing for up to 72 months during Owner Appreciation Month, or savings up to 30% off MSRP on select Jeeps and Ram trucks. Choose from over 1,000 vehicles, including Wrangler, Compass, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, or Ram truck. Stop in and meet Ron Fina and the team at TurnersvilleJeep.com and see why they're South Jersey's fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer. TurnersvilleJeep.com, minutes from the Ben Franklin or Walt Whitman bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Shopping for a new vehicle has never been easier. Schedule your test drive now at TurnersvilleJeep.com and tell them Natalie from 97.5 The Fanatic sent you.
0% financing based on approved credit, 2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude 4-cylinder manual transmission. MSRP $25,575. Selling price with 30% discount is $17,902 plus tax and tags. Cannot be combined with any offer. Offer ends January 31st, 2019.
Attention landlords and property owners. Are you tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably would like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. You just can't keep up with the maintenance and leasing. Bay Management Group is a local full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties in the Philadelphia area. They're on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer full leasing services, including tenant screening with a one-year tenant warranty, move-in and move-out reports, maintenance, rent collection, eviction services, routine inspections, plus monthly and annual financial statements. You could move to Antarctica with confidence that your property is in great hands. Call Bay Management Group today to learn more or visit baymanagementgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com. Bay Management Group, your premier management company.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation, email important clients, invoice customers, and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one Voice Mobility line. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 1/31/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
So you've just received a notice of default on your home. You're behind on your mortgage payment. You don't have the money to pay your credit cards and medical bills. And what are you going to do? It's all so overwhelming and... Stop. It's okay. Breathe in and out. And then call the law office of Michael Schwartz.
Hi, I'm Michael Schwartz, the bankruptcy lawyer. To review your options, call me at 215-396-7900 or visit me at bankruptcysupportservices.com.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
The kitchen calendar may say 2019, but if your kitchen's more like 1992, come into the Home Depot for up to 30% off appliance special buys, like a 4-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite, now just $2,978. More than 2,000 off a Samsung fridge, gas range, microwave, and dishwasher. Better mark it on your new calendar. Up to 30% off select appliances. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost. Valid through January 23rd.
At Simple Mobile, you get the no-contract advantage. Unlimited talk and text plus 3 gigabytes of high-speed data now for $20 a month for the first 3 months. Just $20 a month on a lightning-fast 4G LTE nationwide network and no contract. That's our best deal ever. Learn more at SimpleMobile.com. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple.
Requires new auto re-up enrollment by 3/31/19. $23.75 per month after first 3 months. Credit card and Simple Mobile account required for enrollment. See terms and conditions of service at simplemobile.com.
You've heard me say that FanDuel Sportsbook is offering a $500 risk-free bet to new users. And while that risk-free bet is amazing, it's just the beginning. FanDuel Sportsbook has tons of other awesome promos happening all the time. You can find odd boosts, bet insurance, special bonuses, and more on any given day. Plus, their new cash-out feature makes it easy to take your winnings early. There are tons of sports to choose from, and FanDuel offer some of the most competitive lines around. I'll be taking New England in the big game next Sunday against LA. What about you? Don't forget you could place a $500 risk-free bet when you use my promo code Natalie. Download the app to bet from anywhere from Jersey. Sign up with my promo code Natalie and make your first bet. If you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund in site credit of up to $500. Download FanDuel Sportsbook now and start winning. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
97.5 The Fanatics, Farzetta and Trey are hosting Super Hole Weekend. Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com and download free tickets to the event. Enjoy food sampling at the Piccalilli Grill. Hers Chips, the official corn chips of the Super Hole Weekend. And Dietz and Watson win 4 Flyers tickets loaded with $25 each to spend on concessions, a parking pass, and a Zamboni ride at an upcoming game courtesy of Dietz and Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Flyers. Alexa in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Alexa in the kitchen.
Count me in.
Alexa in the living room.
Excellent choice.
Alexa in the office.
Let's get started.
97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, everybody? This is Mikal Bridges from the Phoenix Suns. And you listen to my cuz, Devon Givens, on 97.5 The Fanatic. V's up.
650, 97.5 The Fanatic, Devon Givens. Thanks, Kale. Appreciate that. 610-632-0975. Sixers, Spurs, 8 o'clock tip tonight right here on The Fanatic. You can hear the call right here. Tom McGinnis, Brian Seltzer of Sixers.com with the pregame coverage starting around 7:50. So we're out of here at 7:45, so less than an hour to go for us. If you headed down to the center, you want to jump in, share your thoughts on what you've learned about this team over the past week. So far, a good start to this stretch that we've been talking about over the past week against these tough, tough teams where the Sixers have some big games, and starting with that Minnesota game, beating them by 42, and then competing in every other one, blowouts in the wins. Tough one against Oklahoma City. Should have had that win. Should have had it. They did not. But they're playing well. Whatever you learn. 610-632-0975. Real quick on Twitter, I want to share with. Let me see. what we have here. Let's go to 76ers39. At 76ers39 on Twitter shares, what I've learned about the Sixers is that they are finally starting to buy in defensively. And when we acquire Terrence Ross, look at that, Terrence Ross of the Orlando Magic, who are not in the, they're still in the playoff push, but maybe they'll want to start to move on some from some of those players and get rid of them. So when we acquire Terrence Ross in a few weeks, we will be set off the bench. Then you get Deadman off of the buyout market to back up Joel defensively. So there you have that one right there. Impressed with the defense, starting to buy in. And then we know with the trade deadline and the buyout period, that's when the Sixers will really, again, start to put some things together for the team. 610-632-0975. We'll share some more as they come in on Twitter. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Lee in Delaware next on the Fanatic. What's up, Lee?
Yeah, what up, boy? How you doing?
What's going on, man? How you feeling?
Nothing much, man. Great question tonight. And I'm going to tell you, what I've liked so much over the last couple of games and last like four or five, I guess. Brett Brown, man. Brett Brown offensively, you know, he's kept JJ involved, but he's gotten a little bit away from that, living on that left side with JJ and JoJo constantly with the dribble handoff. It's there and it's prevalent and it's still working, but he's doing other things. He's doing a lot of back screens and rolling guys to the basket. Now, maybe they were doing those things before, but it just seems to stand out a whole lot more over the last, like, you know, four or five games, man. Like, that's something that is now a weapon for them. And teams see it on film, and now they got to watch it.
Yeah,
they got so many high flyers, man.
And they're also, what they've done, and we've seen what they call now the dunker's position, right, with Ben Simmons, where he's underneath the basket. They've also basically committed to that being what he's doing on offense if he doesn't have the ball in his hands, which is get down there, try to find that spot right along the side of the paint and dive underneath the basket if he can and pin those guys down underneath, get that entry pass, go up for a layup or a dunk or get to the free throw line.
Exactly.
So with that stuff works because they're going to have to pay attention to that if it constantly works and Jimmy is doing what he's doing. Now you got the dribble handoff and the back picks for Embiid and Redick. So, of course.
It's playoff basketball.
Yes.
And they're starting early. And the other thing for me is JoJo. JoJo, it seems like, not because he's talking trash, he's been doing that since game one of his NBA career. But he's just got an air about him, man. Like a confidence about him where he on another level. He knows it. You know what I mean? Like, and remember he would go up against guys like Marc Gasol and Steven Adams last year, and he would just live on the perimeter.
Yep.
Like, that game against OKC made me feel so much better about this team. And it was a loss.
And Lee,
because I remember last year against Steven Adams, he was on the perimeter the whole game.
Yeah, because he didn't want to bang with him. Because remember, that was the first game that he really, the first season. Thanks for the call, man, as always. Really appreciate it. First season that he really had a chance to be on the floor for a long period of time. So it was the most basketball he played. So him still not being in tip-top condition, banging with Steven Adams, that'll wear you out, okay? And that's what, Lee, as you bring it up, Tyrone said it before we started the show, as I put it out there in our first segment. Tyrone said the fact that Embiid knows he's dominant and has been dominant, that's what he's learned. He loved the fact that he's been dominant. And the other thing, Lee, and to Tyrone's point, and Brian McLaughlin producing the show again, I said this after the game on Monday and also against the Indiana Pacers. He's having fun again. He's having fun again. We saw him. We talked about his body language, not engaging with his teammates, specifically Ben Simmons, but other times as well. Looked like everybody else had to go out of their way to slap him five, congratulate him, high five, whatever it might be. He looks like he's enjoying himself again. And that's great for the Sixers. Forget about it being great for the league. It's great for the Sixers. He's enjoying himself again. He's getting his touches. He's being dominant. He's balancing in the post. He's balancing mid-range, stepping out behind a three-point line every now and then. We know he's going to give the ball fake. They're going to fly at him a little bit from time to time. They're not going to fly at him, but they're going to kind of flinch, and he goes right by them, and he figures out what he does along the way. but it just looks like he's having fun again. And with him having fun again and him being his dominant self, as Tyrone and Lee pointed out, it bodes great for the 76ers going forward. Just flat out great. 610-632-0975. The other point that Tyrone made was Ben Simmons' defense overall, how good it has been, and hopes that he continues to play that way. Therefore, the stretch of the regular season, get to the 50 wins, 50-plus wins. Going into the postseason, he's already in the groove, man. He's in the groove. Gets the All-Star nod, feels good about himself. He's in a groove. I need a better night than what I saw on Monday offensively, though. Saw too many times where he was defended by P.J. Tucker. Nice defensive job by P.J. Tucker. But Ben started to fade again. When he would try to get into that jump hook area of the floor in the paint, maybe about 8 feet away from the basket, but it was no longer go up with the jump hook left or right. It was go up, but I'm fading again. I'm allowing myself to be pushed back a little bit. I want to avoid the contact, so I'm flipping it up there, but I'm kind of going back just a little bit where it's not the soft touch that we want to see. Thaddeus Young has a soft touch. He's been doing it for 10 years. Either shoulder doesn't matter. Either side of the paint does not matter. Thaddeus Young knows where he's going with it, knows where he is on the floor to flip up that baby hook, right? Ben has to get to that spot. If he's going to be in that dunker spot like that, if he's going to be on the block, he has to have that same touch. Sometimes it's a little too hard. Sometimes it looks forced push with the right specifically. Everybody says, not everybody, a lot of people who have concerns with this jump shot say, oh, he's a right-hander anyway, he needs to be shooting his jumper right-handed. Well, when he does that push, when he does that flip shot, jump hook, baby hook, sometimes it looks a little more unorthodox than the left-hander that he puts up there. I'm a little more comfortable with the left-hander than I am with the righty. It just looks like it's more fluid than the righty. That's just me. But all in all, overall, I think he's played very well. I want to see the aggressive Ben Simmons tonight against DeMar DeRozan, against Derek White, whoever's going to be starting for the Spurs that are going to be starting on him. I don't see, or maybe they'll put Rudy Gay. I think it's a bad defensive matchup because Rudy Gay is not a defender, but the length, the athleticism, he can maybe beat him to a spot potentially, something like that. Don't let Davis Bertans come in and give him trouble. So it's going to be a good test for the Sixers tonight, good matchup. If he is going to be available, I want to check and see. Brian, we'll keep an eye on and see if Ben Simmons is playing. Okay, Brian's saying that the report is out there that Ben Simmons is playing. And what about, all right, he's going to play. I'm sick of that. He's playing. Yeah, Brewer starting again. Okay, well, he can get in and bother DeMar DeRozan just like he bothered James Harden the other night. 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEM Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. I did want to say this, too. A friend of mine last night that hit me up real late, because they were coming back from the airport, and the Uber driver was listening to us on the station, listening to the overnight feed, the national feed, and they had mentioned my name specifically because, of course, my friend, and they mentioned my name specifically. And when she was talking to the driver was surprised that, you know, she knew who we were, who I was, and all that stuff. And he was really, really cool. Got her back home late. It was like 2 a.m, whatever it was. Got her back safe. So wanted to say thanks to my man Evans, the Uber driver, for first of all, getting her home safe. And then secondly, for, you know, the support that we get from a lot of the Uber drivers out there who reach out and say so many nice things about how we keep them engaged, we keep them going while they're working, because they're hardworking people. They do a great job getting everybody, transporting them from A, B, C, and D, getting them around. So, Evans, man, I really appreciate everything that what you did last night, and, of course, you supporting the Fanatic and supporting this show like you do. Thanks so much, man. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Grant in Villanova is next. What's up, Grant?
What's up, Devon? I'm heading down to Sarah tonight. I want to see what your thoughts on the games. I know DeRozan has been a Sixer killer his entire career.
Yes, he has.
And I want to know who the heck's going to cover him tonight, other than Ben. I know Ben's going to cover him, of course.
Yeah, Ben will cover him. You know TJ will get a little bit of that assignment from time to time. You'll also maybe see Wilson Chandler on him. Corey Brewer, I think, would be the primary, if you ask me. And let's just looking at the box score real fast for you, Grant. That night, three guys in 20 points or more. DeMar DeRozan, 20. Rudy Gay went off with efficient, 10 of 15 for 21, and LaMarcus Aldridge with 20. Davis Bertans with 16 off the bench. They had a steady dose that night, and he is going to be a problem. No question about it.
Yeah, I mean, I really hope McConnell's not covering him. I remember a couple shots in the mid-range last year. DeRozan's just shooting right over him with no problem, acting like no one was even there.
Yeah, and I think that's more when he's at the top of the key, and we know he'll turn his back quick, DeMar DeRozan, and recognize it and try to get him on his back, give himself an opportunity to go ahead and, you know, do what he needs to do against him, especially in that mid-post area where he's very, very, very good, DeMar DeRozan, from. So I would suspect it would be Chandler, Simmons, and TJ from time to time, but you can also mix in Corey Brewer a lot.
All right, I got one improvement. I don't know if anyone's really said it yet. I feel like their pick and roll defense has gotten a little bit better the last few games.
Okay, so what specifically about it? Are you talking about the big man specifically falling back, or are they just recovering, getting over the top, and being able to shade it a little bit where they're not able to get beat specifically?
Well, I was noticing earlier in the year, if Ben's going under and say Joel's guy sets a pick, Joel will like kind of go under too and not get up quick enough. It's James Harden. He's going to bang a three right there wide open.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the defender now, Ben Simmons, is trying to go over, and if he can't get over, then the guy behind is getting up in time. I feel like earlier in the year that was not particularly the case.
Yeah, and listen, Grant, thanks for the call. With that pick and roll defense, again, as we know, Billy Lang likes the defense of switch everything out on the perimeter. That's why you had the versatility of Chandler, Simmons, Butler, and a little bit with J.J. Redick. You switch everything. And what they're going to do is they're going to try to get J.J. Redick more specifically in those pick and rolls because everybody else is different. They're the better defender than J.J. Redick, so why wouldn't you try to take advantage of the weakest defender, getting them in those pick and rolls and just abusing them, basically, right? So they have done a lot of things better. And you also know in basketball, no one, if you cannot go underneath the screens in the NBA. These guys are too good. If you want to pick and roll with Ben Simmons, sure. You can go under because he's not going to shoot. But if you run a pick and roll with Jimmy Butler and Ben Simmons, or Jimmy Butler and Joel Embiid, or Jimmy Butler and J.J. Redick, whatever the combination is, you have to be careful because everyone else is a threat from the outside to shoot where Ben Simmons is not. So you cannot go underneath the screens. You have to go over the top, follow him, stay on the hip, put the hand out, extend it a little bit. But the big, the big who's, you know, part of the defending the man who's setting the pick, they also have to be aware and cognizant of what is going on, what the defender, his teammate, is doing to know how far he has to get back, if at all, and allow his teammate to get back over the top and in position to at least get in front and make it difficult for the offensive player to get an easy shot, easy pass, easy look, whatever it might be. 610-632-0975 at Suave Capo. Ramid on Twitter says, what I've learned is this team can run with the elite teams as long as they get some contributions from the reserves. If they have to rely only on the big three and Redick, it will be tough. So, getting the contributions from the bench. Not much in the game we saw the game where Landry Shamet went off, right? We know about that game. We've seen where TJ McConnell has had a nice night. I believe he had 12 against the Rockets. I think he was like 6 of 10 from the floor, TJ McConnell. And we know most of that is just simply him getting to that spot right at the elbow, left or right side, lean in jumper, knock it down. That's what TJ does. And for the life of me, I can't understand why these teams cannot stop him from getting to his spot. That's the only place he can really shoot from. How can you not stop him, right? Well, he's very good at it, and he's very efficient at it, and I was wrong. It was 6 of 11, pardon me, for his 12 points on Monday night. But the bench contributions from Landry Shamet, he had 18 on Monday. Amir Johnson, late run, 6 points. Mike Muscala only had 2. Jonah Bolden, no points. But you can say Jonah Bolden defensively played well. He had a block, he had four block shots, four rebounds. You want him to be able to score on the floor. Specifically, I want him to be able to knock down that three-pointer. You need more scoring. They don't have enough on the bench. But right now, this is what you have. So with the play of Corey Brewer, when James Harden comes back, if Corey Brewer gets that second 10-day contract, which I believe he will, he gives you an extra body off the bench. 610-632-0975. Mike and Del Ram, what's going on, man? You're on the Fanatic.
Yo, what's up, Divine? How you been, man?
Good, Mike. What's going on?
Hey, man, so I'll tell you what. We were Monday night. I was over at the Double Nickel Brewery in Pennsauken, New Jersey, watching that Houston game. And I think there was one point late in the third, maybe early fourth. We were up like 27. I looked at my buddy. I'm like, you know, up by 27 is nice, but I still don't feel comfortable, right? Because there was been a lot of big leads that we've blown. You know what I mean? And I think that game, I know it's one game, but I think that game shows that you can go up against one of the top-tier teams and hold that lead and keep your foot, you know, foot on the pedal. I think Corey Brewer brings energy, right? I think the longer this season goes, we get close to the deadline and when guys are getting cut, you know, you got to bring guys in that have that energy. I think that's all we're missing because you're right, our bench is not deep. Like, we don't have enough guys to go at some of these teams.
No, because especially when you look at them, Mike, and we were talking about this the other night after the Houston game, the only veteran off the bench is Amir Johnson, and he's not really playing. So you're going with T.J. McConnell, who is technically a vet. T.J., Shamit, Muscala, he's a vet. Bolden, that's it.
Yeah, right, exactly. You got two young, real young guys and two guys that may be vets, but they're not rocking the, you know, rocking the roof off.
Yeah.
Here's my question. How many games has Jimmy Butler missed so far?
I would say about three or four at this point.
So here's my only concern. Is Joel Embiid happy and having fun again because he's not sharing baskets with Jimmy Butler, right? I mean, I agree with you. He's so fun to watch. And you know, messing with James Harden and Russell Westbrook, I love it about
him. Well, he was there for the Indiana and Minnesota game, and he seemed like he was having fun. I hear where you're going, though. I hear you.
You know where I'm going, right? He made some complaints earlier, and I'm not going to forget about that, right? I want to see him maintain that level of having fun. I mean, the guy can be the most dominant player in the league when he wants to be. And to see him start realizing that, it's going to go a long way for the team.
Yeah, man. I mean, listen. Yeah, I understand. Thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate it. I don't think it has anything necessarily to do with Jimmy, but I understand where you're coming from because he wanted more touches. He wanted more touches. So, got it. I just think that's just what it is at this point. Seriously. Listen, he's a dominant player, man, and I don't know what it was that got him engaged. Maybe it is Jimmy not being there and he's getting the touches that he needs. I have no idea. I don't know what it is. No idea. But listen, keep it up because he is dominant. He had 32-14 against Houston, and he was great. He was great. He has been great. He will continue to be great because he's a great player. He's a top five player in this league right now. And he's going to be a starter in the All-Star game. He's going to be an all-league player. He's going to be an all-league defender. He has a well-rounded game, and he's only going to be better. And this team needs him to get to where we expect them to be. Brett Brown continues to talk about how he needs to be in the MVP conversation. He is in that MVP conversation. Let's just call it for what it is, all right? It's James Harden, Giannis, and Embiid. That's the top three. You can go with LeBron James, mix in Curry and Durant, Anthony Davis. That's the firm top three. Period. Embiid is in there. Now, right now, if the season ended, he would not win it. No, he would not. But that's how good he is. That's how good it is to have someone that's your player to be in the conversation of something like that, which is the best in the league. He's starting to get those chances at the center. I expect to hear some tonight. Who's going to be guarding him tonight for the San Antonio Spurs? Pau Gasol? No. LaMarcus Aldridge? Probably not. They can't stop him. Just like you can't stop James Harden. You have to contain him as best as you can. It's what it is when you have someone like that. And that night, it was let me see, against the Spurs when they lost that game 123-96. LaMarcus Aldridge. Jakob Poeltl off the bench. That's about it. That's what, and maybe Dante Cunningham, because we know he's a strong base defender, right? Strong base. He can hold up a little bit, but he's too short. He's going to jump hook him. If he gets that deep post position, he's going to jump hook him. It's what, you know, it's what it is. 610-632-0975. Sixers Spurs tip at 8. Tommy Guinness with the game call at 7:50. Brian Seltzer, Sixers.com, my partner on Sixers and 60. He has a pregame coverage. So we take you up to 7:45, leading you into Brian Seltzer right here on the Fanatic, asking you, what have you learned from the 76ers over this past week during this tough stretch? 4 games in so far, they're 3-1, and they've blown those teams out in those 3 wins and 2 quality opponents, 3 really with the Minnesota Timberwolves, but 2 with the Houston Rockets on Monday and the Indiana Pacers last week. They've been playing very good. What have you learned about this basketball team so far over the past week? 610-632-0975. Devon Givens, Sixers Spurs, 8 o'clock right here in the Fanatic.
Give me that call. Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Embiid boxes shot. Joel Embiid already talks a little trash.
Sixers, Spurs, tonight at 8 on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Guys, are you not performing the way you used to in the bedroom? This can happen at any age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is treating men of all ages with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. Gainswave addresses the root cause of ED for lasting effects. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There is no downtime, no pills, and no shots, ever. With Gainswave, you can be active the same day. Gainswave is simple, non-invasive, and available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Don't wait for a little blue pill to kick in or undergo risky surgery. Be spontaneous again and regain control of your sex life with Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera, and I approve these pre-owned prices.
Everybody's bitching, but business, it's boom, boom, booming at Barbera's on the Boulevard. So nice, I'll say it twice. Business is boom, boom, booming at Barbera's on the Boulevard. More for your money, honey. Baby Bentley Luxurious Chrysler 300, $16,990, a kaboom bargain. Elegant 300, $16,990, and I'm just getting started. You're on the AC Expressway, and the kids, they pop down the Disney DVD in your gorgeous town and country minivan for $12,990. You want more for your hard-earned buck, Chuck? Stay with me. Jeep Compass, Jeep Patriot, the Barbera way. Boom. $12,990 each is all you pay at Barbera's on the Boulevard. Boom. PT Cruiser Caliber, $10,990 each. And that's why Barbera's business is booming. Get your butt to Barbera's at Barbeck and the Boulevard in the great Northeast. Is Barbera the best with the biggest selection and lowest prices? Boom! Boy, I guess.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. And Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
This year's Bird Standout Player is brought to you by the General Building Contractors Association.
Like last season, Nick Foles came in after Carson Wentz went down with an injury. Both had a 72% completion percentage, 7 touchdowns, a QBR of 69.5, and averaging 288 yards per game. Foles rallied the team to 3 straight wins to end the regular season and beat the favorite Bears in the wild card round. Foles was truly the standout player of the year.
That was this year's Bird Standout Player, brought to you by the General Building Contractors Association.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub. Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Santana Supernatural Now Tour 2019. Come celebrate the 20th anniversary of Supernatural and take a trip through the hits from Woodstock to Supernatural and beyond. Saturday, August 24th, BB&T Pavilion. With special guest, the Doobie Brothers. Experience the dynamic energy of Santana and find out why Supernatural is one of the greatest albums of all time. Santana Supernatural Now Tour 2019. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com.
Today, business happens here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
Get $6,500 guaranteed for your trade at Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. Elantras from $13,950. ColonialHyundai.com. Now that's a better way to buy a Hyundai.
Sports Talk for Philadelphia and beyond. 97.5 The Fanatic.
.5 The Fanatic, 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you for about another 25 minutes. Sixers, Spurs, 8 o'clock right here on The Fanatic. So we want to get everybody's thoughts on what you've learned over this last week about this basketball team against some quality opponents. 610-632-0975. A lot of people hanging on, so let's keep it moving. Keith in Philly, thanks for hanging on, man. You're on The Fanatic.
Hey, Devon, how you doing, my man?
Good, Keith. What's going on?
Not much. One thing I've learned is that Ben Simmons struggles against the top teams in the league. And I saw it against Indiana. He struggled against Houston. And I anticipate him struggling again tonight, which is very frustrating. The 8 10 points, 8 rebounds, that's fine. But when Jimmy's out and you need that second star against a Greg Popovich team, because he can adjust, he can start stuff.
Keith.
What's up, man?
No, you start fading out. Can you repeat that last part?
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. So what I'm saying is I think Ben Simmons has to step up offensively against the bigger teams. He struggled against these great teams, the great defensive teams in the league, because they can adjust to him, especially on the fast break. But my concern is that Ben is not growing their shot, and against these type of teams, we need another offensive punch.
Okay, let me counter that. You said these good teams, these big teams, and you're right. For the most part, you're correct. On Saturday, the 2-point loss, we know about the last play. That was an ugly play. He came down, gave himself up, picked up his dribble, handed it to Jimmy. It was a terrible idea, right?
Right.
His numbers that day, 36 minutes, 8 of 12 from the floor, 4 of 8 from the free throw line, 20 points, 15 rebounds, 9 assists. Now, he did have 6 turnovers, but to your point total, 20 points and giving you 9 assists, that's not bad. That Oklahoma City team is deceivingly a very good defensive squad.
I think they're good, but if I'm talking about Pop, I'm talking about Raptors,
okay.
I'm talking about a little bit more higher.
Basically having a consistent thing. If he's going to do it against Oklahoma City, you also need to see him do it against Boston, Toronto. Right, I got you.
Right.
All right, fair enough.
20 tonight. Give me 20. Jimmy's not in. We're going to need some extra scoring.
Fair enough.
Give me 20 tonight, and that's what I want to see out of Ben and start shooting that jump shot, man.
Hey, Keith, he should have shot that three-pointer on Saturday against Oklahoma City, man. He had to do it. He had to. Hey,
if he would have shot it and shot an air ball, he would have got a standing ovation.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, we're taking loss. We saw him. Evolution, right, Keith? Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. He had to shoot that ball, man. Come on. And then I saw something. I don't know how true it was, but I saw something post-game where it said that Ben Simmons said that, hey, I was going to shoot that three-pointer. No, you were not. Paul George is 5 feet off of you. They were waiting for you to come to Jimmy Butler because they knew you weren't going to shoot it. Shoot the ball. People would have been like, oh, man, he missed it. But he shot it. Come on. Shoot. That's your opportunity right there. But again, like I've said before, I think it's one of those things where, again, he knows that there are better shooters on his team. He's smart that way. He knows that. Very intelligent basketball player. But he also doesn't want to do something that he's not great at and it's going to not look great. That's just what it is. Joe in Mount Laurel joins us on The Fanatic. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you doing, pal? I've learned that whenever they lose the third quarter, they usually lose the game.
Pretty much.
and I don't know.
Their only loss in these last four to Oklahoma City, they lost that quarter 29-23.
They've lost, and when they lose the third quarter to the Nets, they've lost twice. That's his thing. When he loses that third quarter, I don't know if the other coach makes a better adjustment. I do know, like, the Nets coach just totally out because he doesn't have stars. And he kills us. So I don't. That's his biggest drawback. He did lose the third quarter, I think, to the Knicks. But he lost the fourth quarter. We almost lost that game, but we won by like what
three points?
Like that. 3 points. Yeah. So that's his biggest flaw. And in order to strengthen the bench, I'd start like somebody else beside Chandler and let Chandler come off the bench, or maybe I'd have Redick come off the bench again.
I can't do that. I need the shooting in the starting five. I just do start off the game.
But here's the problem. Sometimes they'll have like not a really non-good defensive team in there. He'll have TJ, who's all hustle. He'll have Furkaus or Korkmaz, however you pronounce it, and then he'll have Shamit and all that. He'll have like four guys in there.
Four reserves,
Four reserves in there and that wholesale substitution and then you watch the plus minus and then they lose. And that kills them on that third quarter. And that's why I'd have I don't know whether it be Chandler or Redick, one of them wouldn't start. And I'd maybe start Bolden. Who knows? Maybe Bolden becomes, I mean, obviously they need a backup center and they need somebody to take 10 minutes away from Embiid. And that would be great. Can this Patton kid play? That would be great.
Well, that's the thing with him with his foot right now, Joe. That's what's keeping him off the floor. And the youth, we will figure that out. Thanks for the call, man. Good stuff. We'll see with him. I think we'll really get a chance to see him more with the Blue Coats, who open up the 76ers Fieldhouse tonight. Actually, the game is just getting underway, 7 o'clock start. So congratulations to them. Can't wait to see it. I'll see it soon. And it's one of those things about their bench. But I do understand where Joe's coming from, where you take one of the starters where they have a good starting five. Chandler, as much as we complain about the things that he doesn't do, he gives you a good starting five because of his versatility, and he's the one that's not worried about his scoring. Ben, to an extent, is not worried about his scoring, but we know that Wilson Chandler is just out there to do his job, and he's fine with that role. He's comfortable in that role, and he's been good. He's not the stretch four that you would prefer or want, but he's okay. But I understand, all right, if Jonah Bolden, you don't necessarily trust him and you don't want him to come in with Shamit and TJ, and yeah, you have Redick and Embiid out there with those guys as well, you would prefer to have Chandler come in with Shamit and TJ, where Jonah Bolden is coming out of the game. Basically, he'll be like a Rodney Buford or a Jermaine Jones. He'll play the first 4 minutes, 5 minutes, and then he's out, Jonah Bolden. Okay? Hey, you go out there, play defense. Any shots come your way, take them. But your primary job is defense and defensive rebounding and offensive rebounding, of course. But I understand where Joe's coming from. I'm not sitting J.J. Redick down, though, because I need that shooting option in that first unit. I just have to have it. I really do. 610-632-0975. Bigham, North Philly. What's up, man?
Hey, Devon, what's up, man? First time, long time.
What's happening? How you been? Good?
Hey, man, like, first and foremost, I just want to tell you, you get brothers through a lot, man. Like, you know, recently I just got in some trouble, you know, and I just came home from, you know.
Glad you're home, man.
Hey, man, I thank God to be home. But, like, I ain't gonna lie, you have a lot of brothers get through what they're going through in there, man.
Well, I appreciate everybody listening. I've heard that before, and, you know, I just do what I do. Talk to people like I always say, my people, my friends, my family, and I truly believe that. I mean that when I say it, and I appreciate it. I'm glad I'm able to help in my small way.
Hey, man, like, hey, I appreciate you too, man. You just don't know how much. But like, I was calling tonight on my Sixers point. Like, I feel like our team is, like, it's pretty much in order, but, like, I feel like we're missing, like, two things, like, because, like, our friends is, let's say the Clippers, right?
Yep.
The Clippers, like, they balling, but, like, they're not really in, like, they know they don't have a championship chance. What type of trade do you think we could put together for somebody, like, because our problem is, like, we need, like, a killer instinct, because obviously, like, they wait, like, every team wait for Jimmy Butler to take that last shot. Like, for some reason, Brett Brown don't want to get a ball to Joel Embiid in the post to take the foul, you know, mm-hmm. whatever, when we're down by 2 points, and there's multiple games. And Jimmy Butler, and, like, teams has hit the Jimmy Butler, you know, taking that shot. How about we go to the Clippers and get somebody like a Tobias Harris and a Lou Williams bring Lou back to Philly?
I knew you were going to go Lou big. I knew you were going to go there. I would love it, too. No question. But, hey, listen, and Tobias Harris is a free agent at the end of the year, big. So with him, I think really they're just trying to gauge and see what goes on, because they're going to be in the market for Kevin Durant, Jimmy Butler, who Chris Middleton, to possibly go out to L.A. in the off season. So they're really going to gauge that stuff. So I think they might keep Tobias Harris right now in the event that they don't get any of those other players. So they'll have the fallback of him, since he is having that kind of borderline all-star year.
Correct.
But he would be a nice match. Tobias Harris would. He definitely would be.
Yo, I think, I ain't gonna lie, if we get them, like, I believe, like, they'll really get us over that hump. And we got more scoring up, like, if we get him, we could bring Wilson Chandler up the bench, because I don't know what's up with him. Like, he's not the Wilson Chandler I seen from Denver that could come in and give you 33 off the bench.
Yeah,
like,
he's not that guy anymore, big. Hey, listen, man, good to have you home, man. Let's make sure we stay home. Let's make sure we stay home, my man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. You got it, big. All right. Yeah, Wilson Chandler, again, we just talked about it. He's not that Wilson Chandler anymore, because he's older and he doesn't give you that same type of offensive output. He can give you that spark off the bench. He could be that starter that will give you, as Big just talked about, to give you that 30. He hang 30 on you in a second on the perimeter, mid-range, back to the basket because he's so strong. He has moves. He has offensive skill, Wilson Chandler. Right now, he's just that versatile defender. Take his shots when they come to him. Nothing is really called for him. He'll take what he can get, offense, hit the offensive glass, get a couple putbacks, things of that nature. That's what Wilson Chandler is right now. Now, Tobias Harris, Lou Williams, they would be nice pickups. They were more than nice pickups. They would be great acquisitions. I just don't see it happening. Tobias Harris, again, he's going to be their fallback if they do not land Kevin Durant, Jimmy Butler, Chris Middleton for the Clippers in the offseason. They're going to want to keep Tobias Harris and give him that money. It's just a fact. Lou Williams, everybody wants Lou Williams on their team. You're not getting him. You're just not getting him. Every other 29 teams in the league, they want Lou Williams too. And a few of them have had him, but they keep trading him because he's that valuable, that the other team that's getting the other players back, he's thrown in there because he's that valuable to a basketball team with his shot making. He's a killer. 610-632-0975. Sixers Spurs coming up 8 o'clock. Brian Seltzer with the pregame, 7:50. At the King Good to Be on Twitter, Jesse says what he sees, heart. Lots and lots of heart. That's what we're asking you. What have you seen from this basketball team over the week against these tough opponents? Final segment on the other side. Sixers Spurs, 8 o'clock on the Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic. Friday, February 1st is the day to join Farzetta and Trey for Philly's inaugural Super Hole Weekend and indoor tailgate party at the Met Philly.
Park at Delilah's on Spring Garden for free and take the Super Hole shuttle to the Met for Super Hole Weekend. The bus brings you back to Delilah's for the official after party.
Mark Farzetta and Trey Thomas keep the party going with drinks, food, and the most beautiful women celebrating Super Hole Weekend. Go!
Take the day off and join 97.5 The Fanatic at Super Hole at the Met. Then keep the fun going at the official after party at Delilah's with 97.5 The Fanatic.
Transportation provided by McGuff Bus Company, the leading provider of transportation services in the tri-state area.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Window Nation. Have you ever watched HGTV for home remodeling inspiration? Or maybe you've attended a home show or two to brainstorm with local contractors. Well, if you have no time for home shows this season, Window Nation wants to bring the home show savings right to your door all this month. Call them today and mention Home Show Promo to get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four. No limit. Plus, for a limited time only, get 0% financing for 18 months. Call today and get educated on the newest models and latest innovations demonstrated right in the comfort of your own home, absolutely free. You'll get factory incentives, plus once a year home show discounts from the company that has installed over 450,000 windows in more than 80,000 homes, including mine. So let's get the show on the road. Get two free windows for every two you buy, plus 0% financing. Call Window Nation at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Again, that's 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
If you've been injured on the job, it turns your life upside down. But to the insurance company, your injury is just another day on the job. Bottom line, they're more worried about balancing their books than helping you get back on your feet. Cutler, Hernandez, and Cohen Law Offices want to make sure you're getting the medical treatment you need and the benefits you deserve. If you're not happy with the treatment you're receiving, call them at 866-66-LAW-NJ, and they'll send you to their doctors to fight for better care. With six full-time attorneys devoted exclusively to workers' compensation cases throughout New Jersey, Spanish-speaking paralegals, and a mobile intake specialist who'll come to your home if you're unable to travel, Cotler, Hernandez, and Cohen put people first.
I'm Justin Cohen. If you've been injured on the job and want to know if the insurance company is cutting corners, call us today at 866-66-LAW-NJ. Cotler, Hernandez, and Cohen. We put people first. PeopleFirstLawyers.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
Wait, I'm Gary Barbera. And we approve this message.
New year, new car.
Gary Barbera has
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges.
Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, the new Ram.
Hello.
Your choice. Zero down or from $12,990.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges.
And Rams, Rams, and more Rams.
Motor Trend's Truck of the Year.
I'm not kidding.
Zero down or from $12,990. That's the lowdown on the no-down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges.
Motor Trend's Truck of the Year.
And easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
And during Owner Appreciation Month, it's your choice. Zero down or from $12,990.
Oh, mama.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
$12,990 is a 2015 Jeep Patriot. Zero down to a qualified client.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges.
And Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, the new Ram.
Hello.
Zero down or from $12,990.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over a $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This year's Bird Standout Player is brought to you by the General Building Contractors Association.
Like last season, Nick Foles came in after Carson Wentz went down with an injury. Foles had a 72% completion percentage, 7 touchdowns, a QBR of 69.5, and averaging 288 yards per game. Foles rallied the team to 3 straight wins to end the regular season and beat the favorite Bears in the wild card round. Foles was truly the standout player of the year.
That was this year's Bird Standout Player, brought to you by the General Building Contractors Association.
This is Natalie to tell you about the Bear mattress that has changed my life. The Bear mattress is clinically proven to promote a more restful sleep, aid in quicker muscle recovery, and help you wake up with more energy. With the Bear mattress, I sleep better and recover faster. 10,000 reviews online with a 4.8 out of 5 average rating. Awarded Sports Illustrated's Best Mattress for Athletes. Get your Bear mattress online today at bearmattress.com. That's B-E-A-R mattress.com. Bear mattresses, recover from your day every night.
Voted Best Sports Talk Station by you. 97.5, The Fanatic.
This is Joel Embiid, and you're listening to Devon Givens from 97.5.
I laugh at him every time. The funny part was when we did that on Media Day, he's going from station to station to station to do what he needs to do, whether it's NBC Sports Philadelphia with us, and he was able to do that for me on the side in between his stations, ESPN, and, you know, the national stuff. and he was doing, he was shooting basketball. He was like, yo, I'll do it right now. Let's do it. He did it. He messed it up like 3 times. I'm like, no, come on. He got my name. He knows my name. It's say the station right, man. Say the station right. And then he just ran away after he did that. So appreciate that, Joel. And, of course, we're waiting word. Still, we are, what, 23 minutes away from start of the game, and we don't know yet if he's going to play. I suspect that he will play. He's not missing this game, nationally televised game. And they lost last time, so he wants to be part of that revenge, if you will. 610-632-0975. What have you learned about this basketball team over the past week? They've been phenomenal. Very, very good defensively. That stands out to me, how good they have been over this past week against these good opponents. I would like to see, as our last call to point out, Ben Simmons put up some offensive numbers. Take it personal. Go out there and give the business to DeMar DeRozan, Rudy Gay, whoever is out there doing what he needs to do against that team. Has to. 610-632. Put those points up, Ben. 610-632-0975. It would be nice to see a 30 spot. Give me a 30 spot. I haven't seen that in a while. I think he had one a couple of weeks back. I think his numbers were, let me see. Now I'm thinking. Now I want to go see what Ben. I know he had like a 29. I think it was 29, 28, something like that. Let's see, real fast. Let's go. Points. Yeah, last 5, 20, 20, 11, 29. Before that, it was 23. No, the Phoenix game is when he had 29. So it has been a while since January 2nd. He had 29 against the Phoenix Suns, 23 against the Atlanta Hawks, and that loss, 15 and 10, triple-double. Let's get a 30 spot, Ben.
How about Corey Brewer? He draws James Harden in his first start, and then DeMar DeRozan tonight.
Oh, yeah. Why not? Hey, 10-day contract, go do everything, right? Earn that second 10-day contract, Corey Brewer. Let's go to Ron in Reading. Thanks for hanging on, Ron. You're on the Fanatic.
How you doing, guys? You know what? And I love Ben, but I'm going to break him down. On transition, he's a 9.5 point guard. When it comes to the rest of the point guard, no foul shooting, you can't close the game out. If you get a good coach and put somebody on him, then his dribbling just gets a little suspect. The other night, you know what happened when he had to make a thought there with Jimmy Butler?
Yeah, I didn't like that possession.
He caught him in there. Yeah, you can't do that. You got to have more time as a point guard, and he'll never. I mean, he would be like Scottie Pippen, a real nice number two who could drive and play more transition. But as far as having to set up when you get into the games, late into the big time games, he's in trouble. And there's no offense because he's a great athlete and you can figure out, but you can't put that ball in his hand, bringing the ball down. In that situation, your turn.
Yeah, Ron, thanks for my turn. When you look at that play and he jetted down the floor, right? He got down there quick like he does because he can. And when he ran to that spot, I found it kind of peculiar because, again, not only was Paul George defending him, but also whoever was with defending, I think it was Terrence Ferguson defending Jimmy Butler, then you have the sideline who is now the extra defender. Stay in the middle of the floor to give yourself an option. You did not need a three-pointer to win. I got it. Sometimes you're at home, you want to go for the win on, as normally you go for the win on the road, and just if you take the loss, you take the loss, but you don't go to the sideline, and if you're looking for a dribble handoff, that's not the right place to be doing a dribble handoff.
Well, he never, I don't think he played point guard as a young guy, because that's the first thing they teach you.
Well, I actually have to say this, Ron. When we had a chance to speak to his dad on the air last year during the season, thank you so much for the call, man. Appreciate it. When his dad was on with us and we were speaking about him playing point guard and when he realized that Ben was best with the ball in his hands, he said that whenever he played on a team, one of those teams, that he needed, he made it clear to the coach that he felt Ben needed the ball in his hands. The team was best. Ben was at his best. Because not only did he score, he was looking for everyone else to get things going on the floor. So he has played point guard. And I know a lot of people say he hasn't played point guard. He doesn't know what he's doing. He knows how to play point guard. The problem is the shooting, the lack of shooting, really stands out and hurts Ben Simmons. It's just a fact. It is what it is. The lack of shooting is the reason why most of us, we know about the turnovers. Every young point guard turns the ball over. This month, he's had, from the Houston game, 2 turnovers. Oklahoma City, 6. Indiana, 6. 3. Minnesota, New York, 2. Atlanta, 3. 7. Washington, 2. Washington, 4 against Dallas, Phoenix, and LA Clippers apiece. 4. Going back to the end of the month in December, 7 turnovers against the Jazz, 4 against the Boston Celtics. Young point guards are going to turn the ball over. It's what they do. The problem is, it's the frustrating way that they do it. He jumps in the air. He gets down to the basket. He's jumping. The other issue with it, when he's jumping in the air and he wants to kind of turn and throw the ball back out, he's drifting. Because he's going 100 miles an hour. So while he's going 100 miles an hour and decides to stop, I'm going to throw it. You know he knows he's going to throw it, but he's already fading. So therefore, now he's throwing across his body. How many times in the NFL or college football do you always say to the quarterbacks, do not throw across your body when you're on the run? Right? Do not do that. And Ben does that. He throws across his body sometimes when he gets himself caught in the air. 610-632. I'm not even getting out the numbers because we're about to get out of here. I apologize. But I want to see from him tonight, as we talk about what we've learned, I want to see a good defensive effort, shutting down. If he's the one on the assignment of DeMar DeRozan, stop him as best as possible. He's an elite scorer in his league. Make it difficult for him. Rudy Gay. Do not let him go off for the 21, 23, whatever he had against the Sixers the last time these two teams met. Cannot. So I want to see that good defense against those two wing players. I want to see him make sure that turnover number is down. I want to see him be the aggressive Ben Simmons that I love talking about on the offensive end for him. That's what I want to see. The aggressive Ben Simmons tonight against the San Antonio Spurs. Bryant, we have not got your thoughts. We want to get yours before we hand things off to B. Celts. What have you learned over the past week about this basketball team?
Embiid's my biggest takeaway from especially the last two games. You saw against Houston, he had 12 points in the first quarter. He just set the tone from the start. He's on another level right now. And before you could say it every game, Embiid's a stud. You know, he's dominant, but the last few games, he's really looked like he's on another level, up against Russell Westbrook, up against James Harden. That's my biggest takeaway. I think he's an MVP candidate, legitimate MVP candidate, and can take this team, hopefully, to the Eastern Conference Finals and beyond.
Well, you know that he's the engine that makes them go.
And for those who are driving down to the game, Jessica Camerato just posted a video of Embiid warming up. Looks like he's going to play. Plus, they just ran a ridiculous video package of him on ESPN. So he's not missing this game like Devon's been saying.
No, man. I mean, listen, he's going to do this every game. Yeah, so let's get used to it. He's not going to miss, especially these nationally televised games. Will he miss a game against Orlando or Atlanta? Probably.
Yeah, not right? tonight.
But not tonight.
David Robinson in the house. He's not missing this one.
Oh, yeah.
The Admiral.
The Admiral was in town?
Yeah, he's in the house.
Oh, you travel with
building.
The team, huh? Oh, okay. All right. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just one of my favorite players, arguably my favorite player. I know it's obscure and all, and I've said this before. Sean Elliott, my favorite player.
He hit it a three in the corner.
Just
old Spurs
just
stadium.
Because the Arizona college days, and he did what he did. I just love Sean Elliott, and he does their TV or radio. I can't remember. Sean Elliott, big Sean Elliott.
That 99 Spurs team was an undercover, really good team.
Is that when he hit the shot over Rasheed Wallace?
Is that when
they beat the Knicks?
Yes, when they beat the Knicks.
The strike-shortened season.
The Admiral, they had Avery Johnson, Steve Kerr.
That was the strike-shortened season, yeah. Okay. All right, cool. Well, listen, guys, fun as always. First portion of the show is done. We hand things off to Brian Seltzer next, Sixers.com, for the pregame show live from the center. Sixers getting ready to host the San Antonio Spurs in Ben Simmons. In Joel Embiid, out Jimmy Butler. So Brian will give you all of that. So thanks to Brian McLaughlin, all the calls, all the tweets. We'll be back in the post after the game. Coming up next, B. Self's pregame right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, what's going on, y'all? Big win, huge win. Nice one by the 76ers. A lot of theater in this one tonight. 610, let's give the numbers out right away. 610-632-0975. Big win, huge win, great win for the 76ers against the San Antonio Spurs. 122-120, Devon Givens with you. Until midnight, we are in the post, and Joel Embiid did a lot of his work in the post tonight, leading the game and the team in points scored, 33 points, 19 rebounds. He was his dominant self once again. But just the way that they were able to come back, being down 10, 120 to 1, well, were they down 10? Or they're down 8. Whatever it was. They were down 8. 120 to 112. They came back, went on a 10-0 run, and came up with the victory. Big jumper by J.J. Redick to knock that three-pointer down, get the free throw to go, give them the lead. Corey Brewer with the one-made free throw. Just a great ending to the game overall. Great win by the team, and a lot of really good play by the 76ers tonight. First of all, the bench, you got to give them some credit as well. While the starters, we always give them the props. The bench, scoring-wise, the bench, 14 of 22 from the floor for 34 points between Landry Shamet, TJ McConnell, Jonah Bolden, and Mike Muscala. And you got some really good minutes from Jonah Bolden early on, 3 of 6 from the floor for 7 points. Landry Shamet came up big with the jumper in the corner to knock it down. He had the one off of the steal in transition. It looked like he had a nice look at the basket and pulled it out, slowed it down, pulled it out, stayed out on the perimeter on the 3-point line and took the shot. And you were getting mad at it because what are you doing? You're running a 1-on-2, 1-on-3 fast break, but we all know that's today's NBA. He missed it. He redeemed himself when he was hitting the corner, knocked down the triple to cut the lead again for the 76ers as they were starting to make that run in that final stretch there. Again, Landry Shamet knocked down that three-pointer at, let me see here, it was, I had it all written down too, and I'm just terrible. Here it is. Make it 120 to 117 from Ben Simmons. Then J.J. Redick with the 4-point play. Again, J.J. Redick with the free throw to give them the 121-120 lead. And after that, that's where the defense really came into play. Marco Bellinelli turns the ball over because Wilson Chandler played very good post defense on Rudy Gay. Did he probably hook him? Maybe. But they didn't call it. Bellinelli throws the ball right out of bounds. And next thing you know, Joel Embiid has an opportunity to get a basket. Good block by Derek White coming from behind to help out his man being defended by Joel Embiid being defended, help out his man, LaMarcus Aldridge, to pick up the block. Then you come on down again, DeMar DeRozan with the layup attempt, but a great block by Wilson Chandler. Kept his arms up, did not put them, bring them back down to put his arms over DeMar DeRozan as he attempted the shot. So So he didn't bail him out, and the refs make a call because he swung his arms down to try to complete the block, kept him straight up, got the block shot, and it was a great defensive play. Then we know what happened from there. Ben Simmons gets the ball, pushes it in transition, gives it to Corey Brewer. Corey Brewer, smartly, as he gets the ball, started to run around the perimeter to try to play keep away, threw it to J.J. Redick, but he was already fouled too late. One of two from the free throw line for Brewer. Great defensive effort down the stretch for the 76ers again to win tonight. And the fact that they were able to keep, first of all, DeMar DeRozan not being in the game, a little puzzling. But that said, the way that Ben Simmons defended the play at the end to knock it away from Bellinelli, tipped it out of bounds, time expired, they get the win, and this is a good one. We talked about it before the game, the fact that in the last four, they were 3-4, the only loss being the Oklahoma City game, and that was close, as we know, when losing by two at home. This one right here looked like it was done. Bellinelli hits that shot to give them the 120-112 lead, with J.J. Redick playing really good defense, but Bellinelli, as we know, doing what he does with the fadeaway out of bounds shooting and drops it in, 120-112, thought it was done by then. Ben Simmons gets the layup and it's like, all right, yeah, it's 2:15 to play. Nothing's going to happen. But they clamp down. A miss DeRozan layup, miss Derek White three. Bellinelli turns the ball over, blocking DeMar DeRozan at the rim, and no opportunity for them to get anything, any shot attempt with the final possession. Again, Sixers victorious 122-120. They are 12-4 now against the Western Conference so far on the season. That is damn good against a really good Western Conference team right in the midst of what they're going through with this stretch and during the 12-13 games, if you include the Minnesota Timberwolves. Ben Simmons, 8th triple-double on the season. He was fantastic. Yes, down the stretch. Let me give you his numbers in the fourth quarter. He was 1-4 in the fourth quarter. So you look at that and you say, he wasn't that good. All right, well, all right, we're picking. But in the second half, he was 12 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds. In the second half specifically, 6 of 8 from the floor. In the fourth quarter, only 2 points, 3 assists, 4 rebounds. So he was still engaged. He was still active. He was 1 of 3. Kind of takes himself out offensively because of the lack of shooting. So they do something different to keep him from being the guy to score. As we know, he had a nice scoring night overall tonight, Ben Simmons, with his 21 points to go along with the 15 assists, 10 rebounds. And this is what I love. 3 turnovers. Played 35 minutes, 23 seconds. A lot of fast break opportunities, pushing the ball, putting the pressure on the defense, all that stuff. Only 3 turnovers tonight. I like that. Right? We always talk about the high turnover rate. We talk about Ben Simmons and his hollow numbers sometimes against these teams that he should be in the big games, like the one tonight against the San Antonio Spurs, against a good opponent, quality opponent, a well-coached team by Greg Popovich. He comes up big in every way, giving the 21 points, no Jimmy Butler, having the 15 assists, getting not only his own, but assisting on as many baskets as he did. The very least, he assisted on 30 points, right? But there are a couple of threes in there. So that 15 assists is impressive. The players have to knock down the shot. But for him to find them and get them some easy looks, that's a great stat right there as well. 10 rebounds, as we know, 9 of 14 from the floor overall. And the 3 turnovers, just a great job by him. J.J. Redick, not as good as we've seen from the perimeter, 6 of 13, 6 of 16 from the field, 6 of 13 from deep, for his 19 points, but none bigger, again, than the 4-point play to give them the lead, 121-120 late in the game, when we just didn't think it was going to happen. And B was just fantastic, as Brian Seltzer pointed out, 33 points, 19 rebounds on the evening. Only 3 turnovers for him, as much attention as he gets. And him starting off slow, 13 of 28 is darn good for him. Knocked down some key shots from deep, 2 of 4. Only got to the free throw line 6 times. We are so accustomed to seeing him get there double digits. But got there 6 times, converting 5 of those 6. Just a normal performance, if you will, at this point for Joel Embiid, 33 points and 19 rebounds for the big fella. Corey Brewer, again in his second straight start for the injured Jimmy Butler, gave you that energy, gives you 9 points, 2 steals. He was just running around all over the place like a chicken with his head cut off and just contributing in every way possible for the 76ers, knocking down 2 of 3 from deep. You wish he would have converted both of those free throws at the end, but he did give them a little bit of a cushion with the second one that he made to give them the 2-point lead. And again, that resulted in the final score 122-120. He played 27 minutes, 41 seconds. This guy's on a 10-day contract, and as J.J. Redick said during the post-game press conference, he doesn't know what the status is. I don't know what the status is. Brian McLaughlin, producing the show, doesn't know what the status is. But I think we all know that he's going to get a second 10-day contract based off of what he's been able to do. Wilson Chandler, 2 of 6 from the floor, 36 minutes. But he played decent defense. That's what you needed out of it. I got a tweet during the game that I saw said, he's useless. What is he doing out there on the floor? And what does he do at the end of the game against the best offensive player, one-on-one offensive player on the San Antonio Spurs? Great drive. DeMar DeRozan had it going on. 26 points tonight, 12 of 19 from the floor, 9 boards. He was rolling, right? Block shot at the end of the game. That's a tough defender right there. That's a tough defensive play. He came up huge on that possession to block DeMar DeRozan, preventing him from getting the bucket and to give the San Antonio Spurs a lead. So a great win for the 76ers tonight. Brian McLaughlin says yes. He nods. Great win for the Sixers. Comeback fashion. They go on a 10-0 run to end the game, down 120-112. Finish the game 122-120, defeating the San Antonio Spurs tonight 122-120, improving to 32-17 now on the season for your Philadelphia 76ers. So, you guys know what it is. Let's get things started. 610-632-0975. If you are leaving the center and you are part of the sellout crowd who was there, please take us inside the building. We heard the energy, of course, over the air with Tom McGinnis. Great call by Tom at the end of the game as well in the J.J. Redick play. Certainly with Ben Simmons' defensive play, knocking the ball out so Bellinelli could not get an opportunity to shoot the ball. Let us know what it was like in that building. It sounded great from our vantage point here back at the studio. 610-632-0975 in the post until midnight right here on The Fanatic. Let's start off with Mike in Willow Grove on 97.5. Mike, you're in the post, man. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, man? Yo, there was great energy there tonight. Like, I was there. Obviously, I'm home by now and all that, which is great, but it was fantastic, man. The whole crowd was there and everything else. Especially going crazy over Jonah Bolden's 2 blocks, over Aldridge and the dunk following that and all. The one thing I didn't like was all the cheers for Bellinelli tonight. I did not understand that. He doesn't play for us anymore. But overall, great win. Wilson Chandler, picked up B tonight. He actually looked like Wilson Chandler from like 5, 6 years ago defensively. And I just can't talk enough about this team, man. Like, this team is going to get on a run and everything else, man. I'm just so excited right now with everything that's going on. And we beat a top Western Conference team without Jimmy Butler tonight. Like, just a lot to look forward to, in the upcoming weeks and everything coming up to the playoffs.
No, it was great, man. And listen, Bellinelli did a lot of great things for the Sixers last year in the short time he was here, and everybody, a lot of people wanted him to come back. But you're right. Cheer for him when he gets in there, and then that's it. and it should be done. But overall, man, Mike, thanks for the call, man. Glad you enjoyed it. Thanks for taking us inside the building. That defense down the stretch for that final, 2:48 after Bellinelli hit that jumper, that was just a great, great defensive effort overall. Fadeaway shot by DeRozan, tough one. Had to shoot it that way, and B gets that rebound. The driving finger roll layup that was blocked at 120-114, and B blocks that one. Derek White having to take a 28-footer, right? 28-footer. Nice young player. He's not knocking that one down. Okay? Bellinelli turns the ball over. Maybe Wilson Chandler had the hook, but they didn't call it, so it didn't matter. And then DeRozan with the layup attempt at 7.6 seconds. Wilson Chandler with the block. Ben Simmons with the rebound. That's when they started to go the other way. Corey Brewer knocks down the one free throw. Just a great defensive effort down the last 2 minutes and 48 seconds by the 76ers to help secure the win. 610-632-0975. We go in the post next with Stan and Brumall on 97.5. What's up, Stan?
Yeah, what's going on, Devon? So, you know, what's crazy is that I had work tonight, so I actually didn't watch. I couldn't watch the whole game, but I came in and was able to watch the final, like, about six minutes, I should say, actually. When I saw Embiid score the last, like, 14 for the Sixers, and then they kind of went a little stagnant. And then, of course, like you said, Bellinelli hits that crazy fadeaway three, but we already know. We've seen that firsthand last year that man can hit those shots. 120-112, I'm watching it, like, 2:30 to go. I'm like, dang, that might be it, man. That might be that dagger. But give the Sixers credit. How many times in the past 4 years have we talked about the Sixers being the one to collapse and give up the 10-0 runs to lose a game when being up 8-10 points? So it's so great to see. And this is what I was talking to you about the other day when I said Brett Brown now actually having the quality players to do things. I understand the problems that people have with Brett, and we've talked about it, you know, to length about some of his rotations and, you know, the lack of depth and all that. We get all that. But you know what? Wilson Chandler, I don't know if it's because, you know, he's going to get a little bit better as the year goes on and he starts to get his legs more under him. But now I was never looking at Wilson Chandler for it to be like the offensive stud that he kind of used to be for the Knicks and the Nuggets a few years back. No. I just looked at it from when we played Boston last year and how the fact that Sharps just couldn't guard Marcus Morris, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, those guys. Now that's what I expected from Wilson Chandler, that when a guy like Jimmy Butler isn't there, or even when he is there, that you could still have him switch on some of these plays, and for him to play DeRozan straight up and play fantastic defense. Say whatever you want to say about the guy. That man, he went straight up and down, no foul there, block shot, we're going the other way. That's just impactful, you know, and we talk about what Ben doesn't do, you know, and I know you wanted him to go for 30. I heard you say that.
Hey, man, but, he got off know, to that start. 21, I thought he was going to go for 30 the way he got way. Off.
Either way, 21, 10, and 15 is, I would take that every night. I no problem. And you know what Embiid does. I just got to tell you, my thing to say, and I'll let you go, is Jonah Bolden. It just seems like the more playing time he gets, the more he showcases the little things he can do. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like I think he should be on the floor more often than not. Even in that last,
tonight he got 10:58.
I wouldn't mind seeing Jonah Bolden there, man.
I'm not going to give him 22 minutes though. I would say maybe 15 max.
Even if it's 15,
I'll give him 15 max. Listen, I got to go, man. Thanks for the call. I give him 15 max maybe. And it's all based off of what he's out there doing in order for him to stay on the floor. 610-632-0975. Huge win by the 76ers tonight. 122-120 over the San Antonio Spurs. They are now 32-17 on this season. Big win. Final home game before they hit the road. A much needed win against this team. And unfortunately, we'll tell you about a bad, bad injury in the Eastern Conference that will maybe impact the Philadelphia 76ers as well. Sixers win 122-120 over the San Antonio Spurs in great fashion at the final, basically at the end, and we're talking about it in the post until midnight right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens.
Give it up.
On 97.5. The Fanatic. Friday, February 1st is the day to join Farzetta and Trey for Philly's inaugural Super Hole Weekend and indoor tailgate party at the Met Philly.
Park at Delilah's on Spring Garden for free and take the Super Hole shuttle to the Met for Super Hole Weekend. The bus brings you back to Delilah's for the official after party.
Mark Farzetta and Trey Thomas keep the party going with drinks, food, and the most beautiful women celebrating Super Hole Weekend. Go. Take the day off and join 97.5 The Fanatic at Super Hole at the Met. Then keep the fun going at the official after party at Delilah's with 97.5 The Fanatic.
Transportation provided by McGuff Bus Company, the leading provider of transportation services in the tri-state area.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera, and I approve
these pre-owned prices.
Everybody's bitching, but business, it's boom, boom, booming at Barbera's on the Boulevard. So nice, I'll say it twice. Business is boom, boom, booming at Barbera's on the Boulevard. More for your money, honey. Baby Bentley Luxurious Chrysler 300, $16,990, a kaboom bargain. Elegant 300, $16,990, and I'm just getting started. You're on the AC Expressway and the kids, they pop down a Disney DVD in your gorgeous town and country minivan for $12,990. You want more for your hard-earned buck, Chuck, stay with me. Jeep Compass, Jeep Patriot, the Barbera way, boom. $12,990 each is all you pay at Barbera's on the Boulevard, boom. PT Cruiser Caliber, $10,990 each. And that's why Barbera's business is booming. Get your butt to Barbera's at Borbeck and the Boulevard in the great Northeast. Is Barbera the best with the biggest selection and lowest prices? Boom! Boy, I guess.
If you've been injured on the job, it turns your life upside down. But to the insurance company, your injury is just another day on the job. Bottom line, they're more worried about balancing their books than helping you get back on your feet. Cutler, Hernandez, and Cohen Law Offices want to make sure you're getting the medical treatment you need and the benefits you deserve. If you're not happy with the treatment you're receiving, call them at 866-66-LAW-NJ, and they'll send you to their doctors to fight for better care. With six full-time attorneys devoted exclusively to workers' compensation cases throughout New Jersey, Spanish-speaking paralegals, and a mobile intake specialist who'll come to your home if you're unable to travel, Cotler, Hernandez, and Cohen put people first.
I'm Justin Cohen. If you've been injured on the job and want to know if the insurance company is cutting corners, call us today at 866-66-LAW-NJ. Cotler, Hernandez, and Cohen. We put people first. PeopleFirstLawyers.com.
Texting and rules for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
There's only one thing better than watching really tall men in big baggy shorts running, bouncing, and shooting. And that's the after party at Delilah's. Just show your ticket stub for free admission. You'll be surrounded by outstanding food and the world's most beautiful showgirls. And not one of them will be wearing big baggy shorts, at least not for long. After the game, come play at Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, just off Delaware Avenue and just out of this world. Delilah's, voted America's number one Gentleman's Club. Delilah's, always on top. Get all the details now at Delilah's.com.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's makes it easy for pros to save big on the tools they can rely on every day, like Hitachi pneumatic power tools. Now you can save $40 on a Hitachi 15-gauge 2.5-inch finishing nailer, just $129. Plus, save 5% on eligible purchases every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. Stop by the Pro Desk to speak to a dedicated pro associate today. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 130 while supplies last. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for our all-new Ultimate Cheesy Garlic Bread. How would you like it?
I'll take the Ultimate Bromance.
Extra bro-y?
Yeah, definitely.
Bro, this Ultimate Spicy Italian made with Ultimate Cheesy Garlic Bread?
I know, bro.
So much melted mozzarella.
And this garlic butter spread, I can't take it, bro.
You know what this calls for.
Bro hug?
It's like we share the same brain, bro.
Bring it in.
Subway, make it what you want. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Rich Eisen here. The big game always brings out the best, and the 2019 Honda Civic Sedan is our go-to all-pro. With a new sport trim featuring 18-inch alloy wheels, center outlet exhaust, and gloss black deck lid spoiler, this stylish sedan brings its A-game every day. Combine that with the available turbocharged engine and paddle shifters, and you'll be doing end-zone dances in your driveway. And thanks to the Honda Sensing suite of safety and driver assistive features, you'll drive like a champion too. So hurry to your Honda dealer for a great deal on the game-ready Civic.
Vidian Chevrolet of Phoenixville can help you defeat the snow and sleet with power. Check out the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado at VidianChevrolet.com.
Want a chance to win a trip to Aruba? Join Bob, Jamie, and Sam for the Fanatic Morning Show this Saturday night from 7 to 9 at Harrah's Philadelphia. Everyone who stops by will get tickets to our Super Hole event on February 1st. And we'll be holding preliminary rounds for our Super Hole Sports Trivia Contest. The final winner of the trivia contest will win a trip for two to Aruba. For a chance to get in, join us Saturday night at Harrah's Philadelphia from 7 to 9 p.m. Full contact sports betting is coming to Harrah's Philadelphia. Experience the book, opening in January. Bet, party, win, repeat.
Back out top, Wilson Chandler. 1:10 to go in the game. San Antonio by three. Brett Brown is on the court. He's making the play call. Ben with a JJ screens. Simmons to Redick. Redick right side. Three ball for the tie. Gun and a foul. JJ Redick pours it in. Simmons with another dish. His 15th assist. 8 in a row by the Sixers.
Look at that. 15 assists by Ben Simmons to go along with 21 points, 10 rebounds. Sixers win 122-120. Devon Givens with you in the post until midnight. Sixers now still tied with the Indiana Pacers in terms of wins in the Eastern Conference at 32. Sixers with 17 losses, the Pacers with 15. A game back of the Pacers. Unfortunately, though, the biggest loss, I said that before the break, something that could impact the 76ers going forward, and that is the Indiana Pacers. We'll get back to the calls in just a second. In the second quarter, I believe, Indiana's game tonight, Victor Oladipo went up for a defensive play to block a shot attempt in the fast break, and he came down. And things did not look right. His knee or leg buckled. I didn't see everything because I didn't want to see it based off of how it was reported as to how bad it was. And then when you saw it, again, did not watch the play. But afterwards, when I saw the trainer put a towel over his leg, I knew it was bad. And then Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN reported that he's likely going to have season-ending surgery on the leg. And that is really a bad situation for the Indiana Pacers and Victor Oladipo, who again was having a nice season. A lot of people were saying he was still going to be an all-star, again averaging 19 points for the Indiana Pacers, but either way, their best player is potentially down for the season. You never want to see anything like that. You knew it was going to be a tough battle with Indiana all year with the other teams as well, Boston, Toronto, and Milwaukee. But you want to see everybody at full strength, and that's just not good for the Indiana Pacers and certainly not for the NBA overall. Sixers certainly catch a break, if you will, with Victor Oladipo going down for the rest of the season, but you just don't want to see anything like that, and it's just tough. It's just tough. So with that, as good of a coach as Nate McMillan is and as good as that team is surrounding Victor Oladipo, I think it's going to be tough for them to remain in the top five overall. I think it's going to be real tough for them to remain in the top five overall with the loss of Victor Oladipo going forward. So sad to hear that about him. And, you know, the games just, they have to go on. So that's what that is. 122-120. Sixers victorious over the San Antonio Spurs. Let's talk about it. Keeping it moving on the phones in the post with Chris in Philly on the Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how you doing, Devon?
Good, man.
Great game. Just coming back, you may be able to tell I'm a little hoarse.
A little bit.
But it was a great game. A lot of energy. It almost felt like playoff basketball down there. You know, you have to remind yourself this was only January. But I've got two questions for you real quick. Not to put a damper on the game, but I don't understand why DeRozan wasn't in the game at the end.
I didn't
either. That's my first question. Because I saw him standing there with a towel in his hand. I'm like, how could you not have your best player on your team not be in the game?
The only thing I can think of, Chris, real fast to answer your first question is that they wanted to go for a three-pointer with only 1.1 second left on the clock because they knew it was going to be difficult to pass it somewhere in their intermediate area. Therefore, Patty Mills, Bryn Forbes, Bellinelli, you have Rudy Gay inbounding the ball. They were going to go that route with the three-pointers, and DeMar DeRozan, that's not really his strength.
But you only needed two to
I agree. Game up. I agree. I don't know. That's Greg Popovich. Who are we to guess him with what he did? That was wrong.
You got to admit, that one is really, really strange. That's one.
Very.
And then the second question is, why wasn't Corey told to miss the second free throw? It was only 1.1 second left to go in the game. He should have missed the second free throw. You can't advance. It's hard for you to advance the ball after the rebound. What, 1.1 second left to go in the game to score?
I guess they just wanted that cushion. Whatever. It's only 1 point. I got you. You're right. But if they do score and it's not a 3-pointer, they get the win. You're down one, whatever it is. So I hear you. You're talking about just tapping the ball up or grabbing a rebound and trying to take a dribble and shoot from 75 feet away. I got it, Chris. Thanks for the call. But they got it done. Doesn't matter. It is what it is. You take the DeMar DeRozan on the bench. And you take the fact that Corey Brewer gave you that 2-point lead in the event that they were able to get a basket, San Antonio, and tie things up. 610-632-0975. Damon in West Philly is in the post. What's up, Dame?
Hey, what's going on, Divine?
Oh, great win, man. Great win.
Listen, man. First of all, if you don't mind, if I can reiterate the words in which you started this show, it was big, huge, and great. It was just fantastic.
All of it.
Yes, sir. I mean, to be in there, and the house is just rocking. But I'm gonna go back to the first two callers talked about Bolden's block, double block on LaMarcus, right?
Yeah, that was a great one.
And Devine, he had to reset himself because he was out of position before the play even got off. And then for him to dunk the ball, it was amazing.
Hey, Dave, on that second block, he anticipated it. As you said, he had to gather himself because of the strength of LaMarcus Aldridge and what he did. He went up there and he anticipated and went right back up there and got that block. Right back up.
And then to finish it with the dunk, oh, my man, it was just awesome. And Landry Shamet, let me say, he grew up tonight. I mean, he's my young boy, and I say that when you become a young boy, that means you're wearing no shoes, man. And they just balled out tonight. But I want to say it's also with Embiid playing the way he is, and I thought tonight defensively, and the last caller was wondering why Corey missed the shot. Their defense was just phenomenal. I mean, they stepped up when they had to step up. And if they can continue that, man, it's going to play fantastic.
Hey, Dave, man, listen, thanks for the call, man. It's always good to hear from you. Before we got to the game, we did the thing about what has impressed you the most about this team over this past week, winning these games in a tough way that they have. And part of it was the defense, talking about the defense and how good it has been. And they were big down the stretch, 248 after Bellinelli hit that shot. They were huge. Great defensive plays. Okay, great defensive plays by the 76ers. 610-632-0975. Try to keep it moving, get everybody in as quick as possible. Kevin in Philly, you're in the post. What's up, Kev?
What's up, Devon? How you doing?
Oh, man, it feels good to be talking about. I thought we were going to talk about a loss and how they let this one slip away. And here we are talking about a great win with a lot of theater to it.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
A lot of drama.
About, you know what I mean? That's what, and you know what? Hey, it's always interesting when there's more drama involved. You know what I mean? But let me tell you something, man. I'm loving me some Corey Brewer. I hope we can find a way to, you know, have him sign for the rest of the season. So we'll see what happens there.
We'll see.
But let me tell you what, man. Marco Bellinelli, he came in with an extra little edge to him tonight. We gave him a nice little ovation. I'm sure you heard it.
Yep.
And I'm not sure what the Spurs are paying him, but I think, you know, he'd be perfect on our bench right now, man.
Yeah, they're not letting him go. They need a shooting. They have Patty Mills, Brent Forbes. There's some shooters. Davies Bertans, also a shooter. They're not going to let Bellinelli go. I think they signed him to a 2-year deal.
Yeah. And it's just good to see without Jimmy Buckets out there and seeing what the team is all about, even without Jimmy on the floor. And also, with the trade deadline coming up, can you see us possibly getting a few more shooters off the bench or some secondhand scoring?
Yeah, I think they're definitely going to try to improve the team, Kev. The trade deadline, February 7th, and then let's not forget about the buyout period after the trade deadline in March. The first. Thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. They're going to try to do something and improve this basketball team. And there's no question about it in my mind that they try to improve this basketball team going forward. Maybe some shooting, maybe some more defensive help, both on the perimeter and in the front court to help Embiid, to give him some time every now and then. Yes, Jonah Bolden has played some okay games here, and he had a nice game tonight. But I also think that he wants some veterans off of that bench if they're not going to use Amir Johnson. 610-632-0975. Adam, Jake, Will, Jamar, hang tight. We got you to close out the final segment on the other side. In the post, 122-120. Sixers victorious over the Spurs here on the Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5, the Fanatic.
So you haven't downloaded your free Super Bowl weekend tickets yet?
What the are you waiting for? Join Farzetta and Trey in the morning along with 97.5 The Fanatic and the Philadelphia Cornhole League. Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia for Philly's biggest indoor cornhole tournament and tailgate party. Many of you will come to the party.
A few of you will leave with the following.
3, 2, 1.
A physique barbecue fire pit from Landis Block.
One of two trips to Aruba. Go to Aruba.com to plan your visit now.
$500 in cash, courtesy of Win Donation.
Oh, yeah, and a 2-year lease on a new Honda Civic, courtesy of Burns Honda.
Oh, my God!
Doors open at 5, bars open at 7. So come Thursday and ready for the biggest indoor cornhole tournament and tailgate party Philly has ever seen. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com right now and download your free tickets.
Excuse me, what'd you say?
I said go to 97.5thefanatic.com right now and download your free tickets.
We're sending you there.
It's all made possible by Harris Philadelphia. Full contact sports betting is coming to Harris Philadelphia. The area's best sportsbook wagering experience will be at the book. Bet, party, win, repeat.
And Delilah's Gentlemen's Club and Steakhouse, the official after party of Super Bowl.
Believe it.
97.5 The Fanatic Super Bowl Weekend with Farzetta and Dre. Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. Only from Philadelphia's official cornhole station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
You received a letter of default on your home. You're behind on your mortgage payments. You're worried that you don't have the money to pay your credit cards, car loans, or student loans. Don't lose hope. Help is just a phone call away at the law office of Michael Schwartz. Call Michael now for help with credit card lawsuits, foreclosure, repossession, judgments and garnishments, and more. Michelle in Doylestown had this to say.
Because of Michael Schwartz's expertise, I'm still in my home and managing to pay down all debt.
Anna from Philadelphia said,
Michael Schwartz is the best lawyer I've ever had. He saved me from losing my home.
And he can do the same for you.
I'm Michael Schwartz, the bankruptcy lawyer. To review your options in bankruptcy, call me at 215-396-7900. That's 215-396-7900. Or visit me at bankruptcysupportservices.com.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Rich Eisen here. The big game always brings out the best, and the 2019 Honda Civic Sedan is our go-to all-pro. With a new sport trim featuring 18-inch alloy wheels, center outlet exhaust, and gloss black deck lid spoiler, this stylish sedan brings its A-game every day. Combine that with the available turbocharged engine and paddle shifters, and you'll be doing end zone dances in your driveway. And thanks to the Honda Sensing suite of safety and driver assistive features, you'll drive like a champion too. So hurry to your Honda dealer for a great deal on the game-ready Civic.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for our all-new Ultimate Cheesy Garlic Bread. How would you like it?
I'll take the Ultimate Bromance.
Extra bro-y?
Yeah, definitely.
Bro, this Ultimate Spicy Italian made with Ultimate Cheesy Garlic Bread?
I know, bro.
So much melted mozzarella.
And this garlic butter spread, I can't take it, bro.
You know what this calls for.
Bro hug?
It's like we share the same brain, bro.
Bring it in.
Subway, make it what you want. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Gathering with your family for the game? Don't forget the Dietz and Watson family. Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses are made using recipes perfected over four generations. At home or in the lot, go with Dietz and Watson Philadelphia Eagles beef style Franks or try original chicken sausages. Ready to throw on the grill. Tailgating at an Eagles home game? Post a photo on Facebook or Instagram and hashtag it tailgatefamily. The Dietz and Watson tailgate team just might stop by to give you free meat, cheese, and great gear. Go Birds, Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing.
Yo, we driving, yo. We living our best life and my car smells fresh.
Yeah,
but we weren't always thriving. It was you, girl.
Told you so.
Who pointed out that smell?
That's right.
Now it's all fun. The odor's gone. Fabrice car works so well. Come on, keep driving. Keep driving. Let's go.
Oh, boy, your car smells
Fabrice
nice.
Car, yeah, yeah. Let's go.
That's right.
No more odors in my ride now. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, we made it so
Fabrice
nice.
Fabrice car, keep riding. Let's go. And now the world can say.
Breathe happy. La 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 la.
It's time to expect more from a diner. And that's just what you'll find at Andy's Diner. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night, and early morning. At Andy's Diner, it all starts with the ingredients. Everything on the menu is made from scratch and cooked to perfection. Andy's is already famous for their $1.95 breakfast specials, $5.95 lunch deals, and $9.95 dinners. And now they've upped their game with their weekend breakfast buffets, served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Andy's even sharing his cooking tips and tricks with members of Andy's Pub Club. Join now and you'll also get monthly coupons, early information on upcoming events, and a chance to win a beautiful granite kitchen counter makeover. Sign up for Andy's Pub Club at any of Andy's three locations or online at andysdinerandpub.com. Raise your expectations at Andy's Diner, located in Conshohocken, Trevose, and Springhouse. Online at andysdinerandpub.com.
G48 monthly, 4900, due at signs, stock number 1080400. RAM, 8499 down, 10,000 miles, free tax and tax addition, includes all rebates and incentives. Offers end 1/31/2019.
Jeeps, Jeep, that's the easy part. But you get so much more at Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Spirit is family-owned and operated and has been the Delaware Valley's preferred automotive destination for over 27 years and counting. This month at Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, save up to $12,000 on every new Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in stock. Buy with no money down and take advantage of the best financing regardless of your credit. At Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, rates start at 0% with terms up to 84 months. Drive home a new 2019 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited or redesign 2019 Ram 1500 for as low as $199 per month. Only at Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is minutes from all bridges in beautiful Sweetsboro, New Jersey. Plan your visit online at SpiritChryslerDodgeJeep.com. Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We're selling excitement. Spirit. 97.5 The Fanatics, Farzetta and Trey are hosting Super Hole Weekend, Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com and download free tickets to the event. Enjoy food sampling at the Piccalilli Grill, Hers Chips, the official corn chips of the Super Hole Weekend, and Dietz and Watson. Win four Flyers tickets loaded with $25 each to spend on concessions, a parking pass, and a Zamboni ride at an upcoming game courtesy of Dietz and Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Flyers. The Gargano Station. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Derek White dribbles inside of Redick and feeds Aldridge. Aldridge goes up, blocked by Jonah Bolden. And then he did it again. Aldridge trying to dunk it. And Jonah Bolden blocked it again. Sixers ball. Simmons on the run. Simmons to Jonah. And a jam. Jonah Bolden has arrived from down under.
Great sequence there by Jonah Bolden. Great call by Tom McGinnis. Of course, this is in the post. 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you for one final segment. Sixers win 122-120 over the San Antonio Spurs. Just a great win tonight as they get ready to hit the road. Back at it on Saturday as they hit the road trip out west, starting with the Denver Nuggets. And you can hear that right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's keep it moving on the phones. Adam in Germantown has been patient. Thanks, Adam. You're in the post, man. What's going on?
Hey, Devon, what a game. The Sixers, in case that people don't know, they got the lethal defensive five. They got Jonah Bolden. They got Corey Brewer. They got Wilson Chandler. They got Joel Embiid. And they got Ben Simmons. And those five guys make life crazy for the other team down the stretch. And they were able to beat the Spurs. They never beat DeMar DeRozan. And they not only beat DeMar DeRozan, what, he was on the bench in the final minute and then came back in the game? Is that correct?
Yeah, he was on the bench in the final minute, and Popovich did not, he just decided not to put him in there. I didn't see the reason why, but I'm sure that question was asked tonight.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm excited for the lethal defensive five because they really showed up, and that's how they went on that 10-0 run. To me, in my opinion, this is the best win since the tanking.
It was a very good win, Adam. You're right. Listen, man, thanks for the call. A great win tonight and very good defensive plays by Jonah Bolden. You just heard that sequence again. Brian just played it and Tom McGinnis with the great call. Two block shots and you heard Dame talk about it. The two block shots, how he had to regather himself against LaMarcus Aldridge, who was right there at the cup, went up there, got the block shot and did not give up. did not quit. Filled that lane. Ben Simmons located him, rewarded his big man for his defense and running the floor, and he got the dunk. And there you have it. There was just a great, great sequence by Jonah Bolden. 7 points tonight for Jonah Bolden, the rookie. And he also contributed 2 rebounds and those 2 block shots, of course. 3 of 6 from the floor overall. Jake in Harrisburg is in the post next. What's up, Jake?
Man, what an exciting finish to that game.
No question.
Yeah, it was very impressive, you know what I mean? Not only to come back from that deficit, but to do that against the San Antonio Spurs, a very well-coached team, a team that shoots at the high percentage that they do, to shut them down. I mean, I really thought that we were going to be talking about a loss and moving forward to Denver with 3 minutes to go in this game, and here we're talking about such an amazing defensive performance and a win. It's amazing on that aspect.
Yep, no question about it, man. It was just a great defense. And again, when it was 121-12, Jake, I thought it was done. And I was ready to say, okay, let's get ready for the questions about one guy in particular. And we don't have to talk about it now. So it was a pretty good win, man. Really good.
Exactly. And you look at the home stand that we just came off of. You know, if you include Minnesota, you got 4 out of 5 of those games.
Yes.
And, you know, you were very close to beating OKC. That proves that, you know, we can hang with the best at home. Now, that's also going to be proven in the next couple of days.
Sure.
What we can do
on the road. Yeah.
And it'll be nice for me. I'm going out to LA to watch the Lakers and the Golden State game next week live. So that'll be awesome. I'm very excited,
nice.
Especially after this stretch.
So you talk about going out there, Denver, Golden State, L.A. closing it out in Sacramento next Saturday. It's going to be a tough road trip, but we'll see what they're made of. They're 12-4 against the Western Conference. Jake, have fun out there, man. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Jamar in Harleysville next in the post. What's up, Mar?
Yo, what's up, Devon?
Oh, great win, man.
Very, very good win. And for me, it's looking like now we're going to be able to put our hat on defense. And if we can have that type of solid defense, it's really, really exciting, because look at our cornerstone. We got Embiid, Simmons, and Jimmy Butler. And tonight, without Jimmy, like I know a few weeks ago, I heard a lot of people, I think they was tripping talking about Trey and Ben Simmons. I think it's really ludicrous, because this guy's still a pup, a baby, in his basketball career. You see what he's doing. It's like, it's so easy to him. And we got to be patient. I know it's hard for this city. I was born and raised in Philly. Very, very impatient. But we got to be patient with these guys. Even Embiid, he's still a baby. And now we got somebody like Jimmy.
I think we forget that. Yeah, how about that?
It's crazy. Like, you got to get these times guys to mature. And, like, Embiid, look at his turnovers. All of their turnovers. Slowly but surely, I think they're going to get better at that. And look at Ben Simmons. He knows where his shooters is at on the wing. He's dishing the ball. He's learning how to feed Embiid better. And a little pick up Corey Brewer, I didn't think he had enough of luck. He actually compelled.
And listen, you know Jamar's going to get another 10-day contract, and he'll mess around and be on this team for the rest of the season. Thanks for the call, Mar. Sorry, we got to get ready to get out of here. Everybody, Paul, Will, everybody else, sorry we couldn't make you squeeze you in. But we will be back tomorrow, 6 o'clock. And I'm telling you right now, we're going to be talking some Sixers basketball, just to give you a heads up. Big win, 122-120 over the San Antonio Spurs. And the drama, the theater of it all to end the night was fantastic. And listen, we'll be talking about some more of this tomorrow. Brian McLaughlin, great job producing the show as always, man. Thank you so much. Carl Namoli, engineering the Sixers coverage here back at the studio during the game. For Tom McGinnis, Brian Seltzer, of course, great job by those two gentlemen. As always, great job by you on the phones and on Twitter, and an even better job by the Sixers to make sure we walk out of here tonight with the win. 122-120. They look pretty good, right? They're 32-17. They start their road trip on Saturday. I'll be back tomorrow, 6 o'clock. We'll be talking some more hoops tomorrow right here on the Fanatic. Have a great night. Be careful. We'll check with you tomorrow. This was In the Post right here on the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.